Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
Do solemnly swear.
Were the feds doing their jobs in the Stanford case?
Where's the transparency? Where's the accountability? And where's the government?
And a new Korea warning from Secretary Clinton.
The North should refrain from any and all provocative actions.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. The expectations couldn't have been higher, nor the problems more daunting. Today marks the first 4 weeks of the Obama administration. Here's CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
The president's first month in office has been dominated by one issue.
We are going through the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression.
Since taking office, Mr. Obama has promoted his economic stimulus plan while constantly warning that there are still tough times ahead. The plan, of course, passed without the bipartisan support he wanted. He'll continue to reach out to Republicans, but there will be limits. As he recently told interviewers, he may be an eternal optimist, but he's not a sap. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Washington.
The next snapshot of the economy comes in about half an hour when the government releases its gauge of just how much consumer prices have risen. Stock prices are poised to fall again this morning when the opening bell sounds on Wall Street. S&P futures are down almost 14 points. Yesterday, the Dow closed below 7,500, falling to a level not seen since October of 2002. The sagging economy is now taking a bite out of an American institution. Live to CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
It's Girl Scout cookie time.
And with times so tough, the cookie is crumbling. Girl Scout cookie sales are down, off 5% in the D.C. suburbs, 16% in Cleveland, as much as 50% in parts of New England. And the Scouts are in a bind because they cost more to make.
Cocoa, sugar, and flour have gone up a minimum of 30%.
Making the Thin Mint profit margin even thinner.
You can go on trips and stuff, and it helps pay for your trip.
The salmonella scare hasn't helped, even though Girl Scout bakers use a different peanut supplier. Nick?
The recession is rippling from Main Street sidewalks to high-fashion catwalks. Consider Irene Marie Models. The South Beach agency, best known as the setting for the MTV reality show 8th and Ocean, is closing its doors. And for the owner, it's painful.
It's a very difficult moment. I've committed my life over 25 years to this industry, my career, my models, my employees, and to close down in this manner is not something that I really would have hoped for.
This was the week President Obama unveiled his plan to help homeowners caught in the mortgage foreclosure squeeze. Well, one court system is becoming very proactive in trying to keep people in their homes.
I'm Michelle Miller in Philadelphia, inside courtroom 676, where every Thursday, traditional courthouse rules are set aside.
Number 56.
In a drastic new approach to reducing foreclosures.
So what are we going to do?
Instead of squaring off, homeowners, their advocates, and lenders have freewheeling negotiations, trying to work out a deal together. Negotiations don't always work out, but out of 3,600 cases, more than 700 deals have been struck. And now, nationwide, five cities and the state of New Jersey say they'll duplicate the program to stem the tide of rising foreclosures. Michelle Miller, CBS News, Philadelphia.
Now that federal agents have tracked down Texas financier R. Allen Stanford in his federal civil fraud case, at least one prominent lawmaker says the government hasn't done enough. Ohio Democrat Dennis Kucinich says it's the latest failure by the SEC.
The Securities and Exchange Commission should have been on to this person and done something about it. And if they were told to stand down by another agency, we need to find out exactly what was going on there.
CBS's Bob Orr says right now the allegations that Stanford lured investors with improbable returns are only a civil matter.
The FBI now is working on a criminal investigation, but it's slow going. The SEC's preemptive raids this week have cost FBI investigators any chance to use secret methods like wiretaps or informants to help make that case.
Four past the hour.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. This is the worst flu season for Colorado children in the past 5 years. Four have died from complications. Dr. Ken Gershom with the State Health Department.
Although it's not too late to get vaccinated, it's getting late if you're a young child because of the requirement or the need for two doses. So a child who's never received flu vaccine before, time is running out.
For children over the age of two, Gershom suggests asking for the nasal mist instead, as it works faster. State employees won't be taking furloughs in the future without orders from the governor. A House committee killed a bill which would have automatically furloughed state workers for 1 to 2 days a month over the next couple of years. Governor Ritter holds authority to furlough workers if state revenues continue to tailspin. Ski areas may get some much-needed snow this weekend.
With this unsettled pattern we're going to be in for the next week or so, the mountains especially, they're going to have a chance for snow pretty much every day up there.
Kyle Fredin says we may see some light snow in the metro area tonight. And it was offensive to many, and now it's gone. South High School is getting rid of its Confederate soldier mascot, an image that's been part of the school since 1925. Students asked the DPS school board last night to approve the change. South High teams will still be called the Rebels, but their new mascot is a griffin, a mythical creature with a head of a lion and eagle's wings. Sports. This is not music to Rockies fans' ears.
I have made the decision to have surgery next week.
MRIs were inconclusive, but Rockies ace Jeff Francis has battled pain in his throwing shoulder since May. He may be out for the entire season. The Avs skate at Washington tonight, and the Nuggets are in Chicago. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale, now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Where it's a decent start to this morning's commute. Speeds are going to be hitting the posted limits still on all of those major thoroughfares. Crews have cleaned up an accident on the ramp near Colfax and 225. CDOT has also wrapped up their overnight construction projects. Those won't be getting in your way either. And in the high country, few slick spots at those higher elevations along I-70. Or tunnel, but for the most part, Summit County is in decent shape. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At the freeway, we do deals your way every day. After rebates, get a brand new Escape or F-150 for just $15.9. That's a brand new Escape or F-150 for only $15.9. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
We are having a political mudslinging contest because the Republicans think they won the election. What they're still hung up on is, do we have enough incentives? Do we have enough tax cuts? Are we doing enough for the top 2%? Folks, we went to that dance for the last 8 years, and they're still playing the same CD.
The Ed Schultz Show, mornings 10 to 1.
The American people are ready for some infrastructure investment.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Man, we want to lay some pipe!
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Ain't it tough enough? Oh, you know what I'm doing? I'm sitting here fooling with my Facebook page, which I accidentally reinstated yesterday, and then I figured, well, you know, since they changed the rules, I might as well stick around. So John Turk leaves this message, can't get away from it, huh? Yeah, okay, Turk. I don't quite think that's the case, John, my man. I just thought I would leave it up there, since I reactivated it. But that also brings up the question about them keeping your information. Because how long was I off that thing? What, about a day?
Well, what, you deactivated your account, and then you went back on there and just logged in your email and then your password, and boom, your account was there, and you didn't lose one friend. So all that information was still sitting there somewhere, Jay.
And you know the reason I did it initially was because I kept getting emails with friend requests, and I couldn't figure out why I was still getting these. So I went back on there to look, to see what the story was, and it turns out my account is in complete order, and it says, thanks for reactivating your account. So Facebook was holding on to my information. So nevertheless, I'm back on Facebook. I'm just going to leave it there. I don't know how active I'm going to be with it. I did answer another employee here who left me a comment, but I don't know how active I'm going to be with it. But it's just sitting there, anyway. And you got a lot of friends on there that you really like. But the idea of these people keeping your information just creeps me out. And we don't remember we had a full discussion about that. All right, 303-713-7600. It's Friday today. You can talk because we've only got one person on the air today with us. That's Representative Morgan Carroll, who's going to talk. Oh, that's right, Senator. You're right, John. I'd forgotten that she'd won that election and stepped up. Senator Morgan Carroll, who is going to talk about this ethics bill that Big Pharma defeated in the state legislature. Other than that, breezy today, high of 52, going to be a good day. And you can talk about anything you want to talk about. I don't care what it is. Although we have caught Fox television and radio making another racist comment towards Barack Obama. Now, it wasn't bad enough that the New York Post had the chimpanzee cartoon, which I can't believe there are people who sent me emails saying, what are you making a big deal about over this? See, this is another example about how white people don't get it. No, really. I mean, there's a lot of you who are white, you do get it, but there's a lot of people out there who don't get it. And it's shocking they can't make the connection. Now let's see if they can make the connection on this one. Do we have it, Mr. Turk? All right, this runs about 4 minutes and 30 seconds. Listen to the whole thing, and then if you're up this morning, call me and tell me what you think. This is from Fox News. Hit it.
And this just in, an odd story coming out of Seattle. It's not a car chase, but there is some sort of chase going on. It's happening at a zoo, and a monkey is on the loose. Let's just get right to it. Harris Faulkner has more on this. A monkey on the loose at a zoo in Seattle. Now, after we heard about this chimpanzee that attacked in Connecticut, we now know that these animals can be dangerous.
Right, and I don't want to profess to know too much about the primate population, but I'm not sure monkeys or chimps. But anyway, Woodland Park Zoo in Seattle, Julie, they're looking for one male, and they're taking this very seriously, and they have to. Woodland Park Zoo in Seattle, I've got a picture of what the monkey would look like. We're waiting for some live video of the search to come in. And it's my screensaver now, Jim, if you can take that. Okay, now that's a nice photo. That's when they're not upset. I want you to take a look at that.
That's what we're
dealing with. That's what they can look like when they're upset. They're known because the males have bright blue scrotums, and they're easy to see in the wild, and they're looking for the monkey on the loose. Zoo officials say they're, again, taking it seriously. Now, get this. The whole zoo is in lockdown right now. All of the people, all of the customers have been evacuated. Nobody got hurt in all of this, but he is outside of his enclosure, and it is no joke. As we get the live pictures that are going to come in from Seattle's Woodland Park Zoo, we will bring them to you live. Julie?
Okay, so just to be clear here, look out for a loose monkey, and you'll know which one we're talking about if it has a blue scrotum.
I knew
you really
make me
just say
that again.
I'm just sorry. Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead. Repeat that again.
No.
All right. Well, everybody in here seemed to enjoy it. But this isn't a laughing matter here.
No,
because
they're taking it
people
seriously.
Go to the zoos, and, of course, when you think about a zoo, you think about kids and their families and field
Take
trips and
shot
so forth.
Again. I mean, when you look at this, Julie, I mean, you understand a wild
That's
animal
the angry
is just
monkey,
that.
If you're just tuning in. This isn't the monkey on the loose, but this is an angry monkey, folks.
This is exactly what he would look like.
We
it's
don't
the
know
same type of monkey. It's
the temperament of the monkey that's on the loose in Seattle. We don't know if he's happy, if he took his Xanax today, but we do know he's loose.
It's called a Debratsi monkey, okay? And according to the PR people at the Woodland Park Zoo, evacuated the zoo.
All right.
They're looking for it. It's in lockdown. As we get live pictures, we'll bring them to you. That's
okay.
My screensaver right now. Back
Thank
to you.
Thank you so much. Nobody's hurt, though. That's most important. We want this monkey to be, you know, safe. I'm an animal lover, so let's hope that he doesn't get hurt. All right. I'm going to go back up to Trace now, standing by with John Gibson. Take it away, Trace.
Yeah, she just gave it to us. Julie, I mean, we were just talking about the bright blue scrotum that we heard twice up here, and even the radio. John's like, I can't even say it on the radio for crying out loud. Bright blue scrotum, a monkey loose.
Anyway. We're talking about Eric Holder today on the radio and his
bright blue scrotum.
Oh, John Gibson, who lost his job at Fox TV, now relegated to Fox Radio. He has very few affiliates. So he makes a crack about Eric Holder, who happens to be African-American, once again, equating Eric Holder, an African-American, with a monkey. Nice. And you know the other thing about this? Listen how important they make that story about the monkey on the loose. Can you believe that? That shows you
the intelligence level of people who watch Fox. But there it is. John Gibson making another racist comment about Barack Obama, equating Barack Obama, or I'm sorry, Eric Holder, not Barack Obama, but the Attorney General of the United States, Eric Holder, with a monkey. This on the heels of the New York Post cartoon. What do you make of these people? What do you make of them? I've asked this a million times on the air. What is wrong with them? What's wrong with them? What's their problem? Can they be that insensitive? Can they be that racist? Now, somebody's going to call and say, well, you know, listen, I mean, they weren't blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. You know, they weren't, you know, you don't get it. And yeah, I get it all right. I get it perfectly about what this is about. I don't want to start getting on my soapbox here and ranting and raving at 6:15 in the morning. On Friday morning, we should be celebrating the weekend. But, I mean, for God's sakes, you know, this is once again another swim in the media sewer. Not only is the story highly irrelevant, yet they sensationalize it like it's Patrick Dempsey on the loose, but Gibson doesn't have the professionalism and doesn't think things through to sit there and call or compare Eric Holder, an African-American, to a monkey. John, can you clip that off real quick and just clip off the last part so that they say, now we go back to, and then they say it again?
I'm an animal lover, so let's hope that he doesn't get hurt. All right, I'm going to go back up to Trace now, standing by with John Gibson. Take it away, Trace.
Yeah, she just gave it to us. Julie, I mean, we were just talking about the bright blue scrotum that we heard twice up here, and even the radio. John's like, I can't even say it on the radio, for crying out loud. Bright blue scrotum. A monkey in the loose.
Anyway, we're talking about Eric Holder today on the radio and his
bright blue scrotum.
Is that on? Well, I'm not shocked anymore. There are no standards. John, what's your take on that? Well, I think we both had the same reaction when we heard it for the first time this morning. You know, the whole thing, the unprofessionalism going on between the two girls bantering back and forth about the situation, and then the racist comment. I don't know how anybody could sit around and watch Fox News.
I really, really don't.
And I don't know much about John Gibson, but...
Well, I know a lot about John Gibson.
This is more... I mean, yeah, the cartoon had it. I mean, that was racism. This is way more blatant, wouldn't you say? Way more blatant than the cartoon? Yeah, I agree. And I do know a lot about John Gibson, who once said to somebody I know at Fox, after he got fired from his television job, well, there's nowhere for an aged white man like myself to get another television gig. So how many African Americans are on Fox News or Fox Radio? There are none on Fox Radio that I know of. So I guess Gibson's angry because he's in an age-challenged white man. 303-713-7600. Anybody got any comments about this? I'm going to play it all morning. Boy, you know, we should play a montage of this and Sean Rima. And we'd really have something going here. Like, we'd have like 8 minutes of right-wing reactionary lunacy. I don't care where you stand on the political spectrum. Once again, this is a common values issue. This is a moral issue. And don't try to call up here and excuse it away, because it's not going to work. 6:18, 18 minutes after 6 here, AM 760, Progressive Talk, Turk with traffic.
Well, we like Fridays around here, Jay, because traffic's normally lighter than the rest of the week, and that's the case so far this morning. Speed's still pretty decent around the metro, also in Boulder. Starting to see some more volume, though, southbound I-25 at 104th down to 84th. Again, after Park Avenue, really nothing to tell you about right now. Some slick driving conditions in the high country over the high mountain passes, but that's all you're going to be dealing with at this time of the morning. Your forecast, mostly sunny and breezy.
Is this a notebook or a netbook? Does that digital camera shoot video? Can this MP3 player store pictures? Products today do so many amazing things, it's tough to keep them all straight. That's why today, Radio Shack is more important than ever. We carry a full range of accessories and all the latest electronics from top brands. Plus, we offer advice and assistance in-store and long after your purchase. Because that mobile phone you're after, it's also a TV. So go to RadioShack.com or stop by a store near you. We're here to help.
TurboTax presents a message from Ulysses S. Grant.
Hey there, I'm that handsome devil on the $50 bill, and I want to tell you how you can do your taxes without spending me. Just go to TurboTax.com, because now you can do your simple federal return for free with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. After all, if you're going to spend me, I'd like you to spend me on something nice, like dinner. At a restaurant of my choosing.
TurboTax. Choose easy. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
For $1 million, name things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Okay, the judges will accept that. We need three more.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
That's one. Name other things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
We're running out of time. Maybe something that says rivet?
GoGreenFurnace.com?
Seriously?
Sure, there are other green things, but the planet's friendliest heating and cooling systems are at GoGreenFurnace.com.
I'm federal.
This is Ed McCaffrey, and I'm talking with Bill, a surgical nurse from Parker, Colorado. Bill, what brought you to Good Feet?
Well, Ed, I'm an operating room nurse, and that means I spend a lot of time on cold, hard hospital floors. About 5 years ago, I started to experience severe pain in both heels. I didn't know it at the time, but it was plantar fasciitis, and believe me, it was bad.
So you went to the Good Feet store?
No, actually, I tried everything else, from drugstore gel cushions to super expensive shoes. Nothing worked. Then I saw you, Ed, on TV, and I thought I'd give Good Feet a try. And I'm not exaggerating when I say it took just 10 minutes to relieve my pain. I was walking around the Good Feet store, and my heel and back pain were gone. Totally gone.
Welcome to the pain-free club, Bill.
Get up to $50 off your purchase of the Good Feet Arch Support System during Good Feet's winter sale. But time's running out. The sale ends February 28th. Call 1-877-620-3338 for the store nearest you. That's 877-620-FEET for Good Feet, America's number one arch support.
All right, I'm going to go back up to Trace now, standing by with John Gibson. Take it away, Trace.
She just gave it to us. Julie, I mean, we were just talking about the bright blue scrotum that we heard twice up here, and even the radio. John's like, I can't even say it on the radio, for crying out loud. Bright blue scrotum. A monkey in the loose.
We're talking about Eric Holder today on the radio and his
bright blue scrotum.
Yeah, according to Eric Holder, the African-American Attorney General of the United States of America, with a monkey with a blue scrotum. Okay, racism at its best there at Fox. Now, this is about the third incident we've had that we've recorded in the last week of just bowling ball mentality out of people like Fox, Sean Reimer, the New York Post monkey cartoon. I'll ask it again. What is wrong with these people? What is wrong with those that are sitting in the right-wing media? What's wrong with them? 303-713-7600. Here's Rob in Colorado Springs. Rob, you're on AM 760. Rob once.
Hey, Jay.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I don't even know what to say about that. I get more mad every time I hear you play that clip. It's just disgusting. I'm tired of the right wing. I think they're more angry that we have a black president than a Democrat, and I think they're showing their true colors now. And I think we as Democrats need to expose them. I think we need to, like you're doing, play these clips as much as we can. Every time they make a comment or post a cartoon or, you know, that stupid Curious George T-shirt at the during the election or the campaign, I think we need to show them for what they are. And I think it's going to hurt them in the long run.
You think it's going to hurt them in the long run, or are we giving them too much undue attention?
I think it's going to hurt them. I think it's going to hurt them. The demographic of the country is changing. You have more Hispanic, more black voters, and fewer white voters out there. And, you know, they're not going to attract any minority voters to their party with antics like this.
I wonder if there's any conservatives out there listening this early in the morning. If there's any conservatives that are willing to call up at 303-713-7600 and disown this. You know, say, hey, man, this is not the way I think, and it's disgusting, and it's wrong. I wonder if we can get any conservatives to call and make those comments. After all, They're the same people who always call on the Muslims in this country to denounce anything that's ever said in the name of Islam by extreme radicalists. I wonder if there's anybody from the Republican Party who wants to step forward and disown this.
I doubt it. You had, what, Dick Wadhams standing on stage with a man holding a swastika flag. What was that, Tuesday?
Yeah.
I doubt they. There's probably a few of them out there who disagree with it, but I think the majority of them probably support it. They may not come out and say that, but I don't think there's going to be too many of them who stand up and disown it.
Or they'll try to excuse it away.
Right.
Okay, Rob, yeah. Thanks, man. I appreciate the call.
Hey, you're welcome. You guys have a good weekend, and tell John to play a little Towns Van Zandt. So,
okay.
Anyway. All right. Well, you have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
All right. Bye.
All right, we got a conservative on the line. Here's Chris from Denver. Chris, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, well, I mean, I was listening to you, and I'm just trying to figure out what is the big deal with, I mean, I do think maybe Holder, you know, he said he wanted to have a frank discussion about race and that we were all cowards and that kind of thing. And then once someone broaches the topic or even comes close, it gets tipped over the edge, and then now it's some kind of a, conservatives are bad, and if you listen to Fox, what are the, you know, everyone who listens to Fox or watches Fox is an idiot, I mean, according to you. And, you're no different than John Gibbs, I don't think, in this case. I mean,
I think you're way off base, because let me tell you why. First of all, having an honest discussion about race and about the role of race in this country is one thing. Making a comment and using the story about a loose monkey or chimpanzee and using that for a metaphor in referring to an African-American attorney general, that's not discussion. That's a personal attack and a racist attack. Now, if you want to have a discussion about what goes on in this country, then that's fine.
And well, let's talk about it.
Let's start out with the subject of, is it okay to use a story about a monkey and an ape as a metaphor for the Attorney General of the United States?
No.
Now, okay.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Can blacks be racist?
Yes.
Awesome. We're getting somewhere. I think a lot of this has to do with people aren't willing to make these assumptions. They're not assumptions. I mean, I know that there's white racists. I know there's black racists. And it's just gotten to the point now where you can't even open your mouth and say something that may be funny. I don't think what John Gibbs said was funny, but I think there's been other cases. You know, I think the monkey cartoon, I think people wanted to imply that that was Barack Obama. I looked at the cartoon last night on the internet after I'd been working my tail off for about 16 hours. I saw the cartoon and was like, how did people make this assumption that was Barack Obama?
Well,
the caption said nothing about that.
Well,
but people wanted to say, oh yeah, well, you know, let's make a big deal out of this. Let's punish someone.
Well, I was making a big deal about it, but if you feel the way you do, why did the New York Post half apologize for what they had done?
Because probably they've been getting hammered, because I read the little blurbs at the bottom with people saying, well, let's boycott all of these people. Or these advertisers, and sure, I mean, look at the radio stations. You're not doing too well advertising wise, and neither are newspapers.
Excuse me. Yes, we are. We're up over 14% from last year.
I'm saying the industry.
Oh yeah, you're right about the industry. That's a very true point. But you know, to go back to the New York Post cartoon, I think it was racist, because the stimulus package is connected to the President of the United States. Once again, that's a metaphor that as a white American, you don't seem to understand.
Well, as a white American, as an American who served two tours in Iraq,
I don't care how many tours you served.
I'm just saying I've seen the waste in Iraq.
Well, the waste in Iraq's got nothing to do with this particular situation.
Oh, I tell you what, this package is nothing but waste.
You know what? I'll go off the topic for a second. Give me some examples of where it's a waste.
Acorn.
Acorn does not get – no, read the legislation. Acorn is not eligible.
I pulled it down on a PDF file and looked
where
at
from?
It and was like, huh?
Where from?
It's on the internet. You can pull it
where from?
Actually, From the House Committee and the Senate Committee. When
Acorn
they went
is not, you know what, I've read the same legislation, and Acorn is not in there. They are not federally eligible for any money. Go to MediaMatters.org. That right there is a falsehood.
It's not. No, seriously. I mean, it is. Just be real with it.
I'm being real. The federal regulations bar that.
I'll agree just for the sake of not argument. What about the field mouse in San Francisco?
The field mouse is also another false statement. And if you go look. Wait a minute. The congressional aide who started the story, okay, in Ohio, admitted. And the thing has been debunked because we covered it yesterday, has been debunked by even people in the GOP, including Lindsey Graham. Now, are they lying?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know. I'm so busy working to make ends meet, Jay. I do what I can.
Hey,
when
listen,
I can do it.
I work too. I work too. But the point is that I'm not the kind of person who sits there and falls into these traps. The same way Dick Wadhams, the head of the state Republican Party, ran those ads in the Rocky Mountain News and ran those ads in the Denver Post and put in there about the field mouse. And the field mouse story is absolutely false. And if you go take the time on the Internet, wait a minute, you had enough time to look up the cartoon. If you want to go take the time to Google it on the Internet, you'll find that it's false.
Well, here's another thing. People get paid lots of money. Our legislators get paid lots of money to do this kind of stuff, right? We send them there. They're supposed to do their job. I mean, I probably saw the bill about the same time that all the representatives did. And they're signing off on something like, what, $780 billion? And that's all I'm asking is for people to slow this train down just a little bit, try to understand, wrap their heads around what's going on, because not only is this my money, it's my kids' money, it's my kids' money. And it's just we need to slow this freight train down.
Kind sure, of we do.
I agree.
We need to slow it down. Never mind the people that are unemployed. Never mind the spiraling darkness of the economy. But let's get back to the original point here. Let's not stray off. Let's get back to the original point. The original point is that what John Gibson of Fox and what was in the New York Post are both racist. I'm sorry you don't get it.
I don't. What do you mean you're sorry? Why do you have to be sorry for me?
Because I'm sorry you don't get it.
Why are you? I'm sorry you don't get it. I'm sorry you can't have a sense of humor and say, okay.
No, I don't have a sense of humor. I don't have a sense of humor about that. Let me ask you something. Are you Christian?
Yes.
Suppose I draw a cartoon in the Denver Post that depicted Christ in a bad light. Would that be okay?
Sure.
All right. Well, it's your opinion.
You're right. It is.
You know something else, man? Why are you so angry?
Because I'm just sick and tired of these political back and forths. We have so many other problems to worry about that for people to get all ramped up about a cartoon that did not mention Barack Obama, or it could have been a Republican.
Describe to me what the term metaphor means.
A metaphor is something that stands in place of something else.
Then you would deny the fact that in the history of this country that chimpanzees and apes have been used as a metaphor for blacks.
No, I'm not denying.
Okay, there's a long history of that, and the Denver Post, the New York Post indicates and carries on that tradition, and so does John Gibson of Fox News. And the reason people get ramped up about it is because there's a lot of us out here, okay, who want to have a civil, well-based, factual discussion about the issues facing the country, not this kind of racism, not this kind of fear-mongering about something which contains legislation that most people have never read. The Acorn story, the mousetrap story, if you go look them up, if you take the time, they're falsities. And we ought to be talking about those things as opposed to having to take racist cheap shots because we disagree with the stimulus package.
Well, I mean, I went down for the Democratic Convention just because I wanted to see what it was about. I took my wife. We went down there. And there was George Bush people. I mean, George Bush was on a T-shirt with a mustache, a Hitler mustache.
Well, I don't think that's
No one. I heard not a word. Not a word.
Well, then you should have. Listened to this station, because I got on the air and said it wasn't right. I said it wasn't right from the beginning. And as an American Jew, I find it totally and completely disgusting that people make those kind of comparisons, which serves to minimize what happened during World War II. I've spoken up about this repeatedly.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Though we get into this mental argument about race. I think race has been solved with the fact that Barack Obama is now the president.
No, I think you're absolutely wrong about that. And I'll tell you something else. It's sad that these two incidents come up during Black History Month. I mean, it's just sad. It's really sad and pathetic that the media has to resort to this, and that. And I'm not saying all conservatives. I'm not saying you. But that the right-wing attack machine has to go into the well, go to the well of racism, okay? Instead of saying completely why they disagree with a stimulus package. By the way, a stimulus package does contain pork. It does contain spending, because that's the idea behind it, okay? And your situation about slow it down, well, that sounds good to you and I. We have jobs. How about people out there who don't have jobs? How about people out there that are losing their homes?
Like my wife, who does not have a job.
Okay, there you go. So, you know what? Are you going to lose your home? You're not going to be able to pay your bills?
No, I'm just working twice as hard.
Well, you know what? There are people out there who can't even find work to work twice as hard. As a matter of fact, you look at the New York Times today, the food banks, and the ranks of the people going to the food banks have now swollen to the point where a lot of these food banks can't supply food. These are women and children we're talking about. These are human beings we're dealing with. So you can slow it down all you want until it turns around and gets you where you don't have a job. Chris, thank you. I appreciate your opinion. I hope you call again.
All right.
Anybody want to react to Chris? Okay. 303-713-7600. 636, 36 minutes after the hour. Jay Marvin along with John Turk and Trap.
Traffic nice and light for us as we start off the morning's commute, Jay. Starting to see more traffic, though, in Boulder, but speed's still pretty decent heading out of the turnpike. And into Denver, going to be a little slow there after Federal, but also seeing more headlights there in Aurora, southbound 225, filling up at Colfax again near Yosemite. But our heaviest flows right now, southbound 25 from 104th down to 84th up in North Glen and Thornton. Your forecast, a lot like yesterday, sunny to start, breezy and mild with a high of 52. Clouds will increase this afternoon with a small chance for flurries late this evening. Your current downtown temperature is 30. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Get your Arapahoe Basin Spring Pass now. Adult passes are just $209. Youth for $159.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code ONLINE to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset, too. Remember that code, ONLINE. To qualify for the free VoIP headset, WebEx, now part of Cisco, used by over 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code ONLINE. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Green is in, right? Dragonfly Eco Goods, Denver's newest green living store, is more than an in-store. It's a destination for the environmentally conscious shopper. With products like handmade jewelry made from 100-year-old bottles to cards that can be planted to bloom into wildflowers, you can find something green for you or your home. Visit them at the corner of 32nd and Tejon, or save gas and earn karmic offset credits by shopping online at DragonflyEcoGoods.com. Dragonfly Eco Goods, making green a part of your life.
Friend, right? Well, a lot of people are looking for a little help in their career these days, and at Colorado State University Global Campus, our online courses are designed to give you a little help toward the job you've always wanted. And if you act right now, csuglobal.org can even offer you a little help toward the cost of paying for one. You see, Colorado State University Global Campus offers degrees that mean something when they show up on a resume, like bachelor's and master degree programs in business management and organizational leadership. Now add to the fact that the degree is accredited, and you can see how signing up for classes at csuglobal.org is a very smart thing to do. And right now, csuglobal.org is offering a $250 credit towards classroom or book costs for the session that begins on March 2nd. So go ahead and check it out for yourself. Go to csuglobal.org or call 800-920-6723. That's csuglobal.org or 800-920-6723.
The quote on our kitchen cabinets was so high, I said, no, no way.
Until our neighbors shared their secret. They said Designer Surplus had what we wanted for less.
Way less.
The secret is out. Designer Surplus sells high-quality hardwood cabinets for less, way less. See for yourself and call now for your free full-color catalog. 1-800-600-9046.
Designer Surplus had everything we wanted.
Real hardwood cabinets, beautifully made.
High quality for less.
Choose from golden oak, red oak, beautiful American cherry, and more. In a variety of traditional and contemporary designs. All at a nearby store or shipped directly to you.
When you pull out a drawer, they feel expensive.
All the quality without the expense.
It's the secret to getting a dream kitchen.
The secret is out. Designer Surplus sells high-quality hardwood cabinets for less, way less. Visit a store near you or call right now for your free catalog. 1-800-600-9046. That's 1-800-600-9046.
$4.99? $4.99? Forget about it. But that's right. We got the best New York-style subs in Colorado. For only $4.99, you can get a New York-style sub at Deli Zone. Hey, I'm walking here. To find a location near you, visit DeliZone.net.
The next few days, the weather word is cold.
Imagine if it was as cold inside as outside. Many Coloradans can't afford to heat their homes. Please donate to Energy Outreach Colorado, aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm going to go back up to Trace now, standing by with John Gibson. Take it away, Trace.
Yeah, she just gave it to us. Julie, I mean, we were just talking about the bright blue scrotum that we heard twice up here, and even the radio. John's like, I can't even say it on the radio, for crying out loud. Bright blue scrotum. A monkey in the loose.
We're talking about Eric Holder today on the radio and his
bright blue scrotum.
Nice move there on John Gibson's part. And if you don't see that as being racism, I don't know what to say. 641, 41 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Breezy high today, 52. A lot of people on the phones, but bear with us here for about three. What is John? How long is this? Okay, this one's about 90 seconds. Now, Chris is not here to defend himself, so Chris, I'm not picking on you. But you mentioned people wearing T-shirts with George Bush and a mustache like Adolf Hitler, and I agree that that's wrong. But here is another conservative right-wing talk show host and has-been comedian doing exactly what you were saying you deplore.
And the people who just are Obamatons, the zombies, you see them and that look in their eye, that hopey, changey look, they're like the Manson family. You know what I mean? Remember that Manson, maybe Squeaky Fromm, you know, and it, with that look in her eye like, oh, I'm so happy. We'll be on the heels of Barry coming to town. See, Kyle, Barry coming to town. Well, it's very Nuremberg-y, isn't it? I know I got a guy on line three that disagrees with me on the Nazi corollary there that I have been making in regards to the cult of personality, that is the phenomenon of Barry living in Barryland. But it is very Nuremberg-y. The inauguration was very Nuremberg-y. People weren't screaming change. People weren't screaming hope. They were screaming Obama. Obama. I shall make you proud to be an American again. I shall make you proud. You shall all be proud to be an American again. I shall give you all a job. You shall all have a job. And meanwhile, we're going to shut down talk radio. Silence the dissent. Yeah, it's a Nazi corollary there. It's not about... the corollary isn't between the actual philosophies of the National Socialists and Barry Obama and his gang. It's the methodology that's similar.
I'm not... When it comes to English language, I'm not that great either, but it's not... It's correlation. It's not... What John, what does he say? It's correlation, not corollary or...
He said corollary.
corollary. No, it's corollary.
But we botch English language here all the time, so
yeah.
I'm not going to call him on that.
No, I'm not either. But anyway, there you go. There you go. Another over-the-top statement. I mean, what? People on the right can't just discuss stuff? Gina in Lakewood. Gina, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. I would like to address the gentleman that you just talked to about, you know, about the fact that he thinks that racism is gone because Barack Obama is in the White House. Hello?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. My phone kind of made a funny noise. Anyway, I have a son who is 15, and he goes to a high school in suburban Denver. He is African-American, and he's tall. And an assumption was made that he's going to try out for the basketball team. Now, the fact that he had no interest trying out for the basketball team didn't make a difference. Members of the basketball team, the varsity basketball team at his school, made it known to him in the lunchroom, in the hall, in gym class, that he was more than not welcome to try out for the basketball team. And if he happened to make the team, that his life would be pretty much a living hell. They didn't want him simply because he is African-American.
Now, that's disgusting.
Yes, it is. And this is and he lives this every day. African American children live this every day. Hispanic children live this every day. Now, I live where I live for the same reason everybody lives with children lives where they live. I live in the best school district that I can afford to live in. I pay my taxes. My son has a right as an American to go to the school in his district, to be a full participant in the activities in his school. These young men did not learn this at school. They learned this at home.
Yeah, they do, unfortunately.
For someone to think that racism is gone is living in, they say we progressives live in a dream world? Please. I wish that I could, that you know, my choice of my son was send him to a school where I had, where he would have to deal with this, or we would have to deal with a gang problem, you know, or worse academics. I had to make that choice, and I went for this choice. You know, he may be a little tougher when it's done. He may get his feelings hurt, but he'll get out of school alive.
Yeah, it's a shame that he has to go through this, and it's also a shame that you have to make a decision about to stay out of some schools.
Every parent makes
and,
that.
Yeah, and go to other schools. I mean, that shows you about the shape of education not only across the country but also in this state. I've just seen and done a lot in my life, and I can identify too with where you're. A son is coming from because I being Jewish, I mean, I went to a school which was predominantly Christian. All throughout school was predominantly Christian. And, you know, we caught hell, too, for being Jewish. And somebody was throwing bricks through our synagogue window and painting swastikas and doing all of those kinds of things. And it's like, come on, folks, pull it together.
Yeah.
You know, wake up.
Yeah. It's, is it the 50s? Now, it's not. But in some ways, it's almost worse because it's so insidious and it's undercover and it's more hidden.
Well, there's a hell of a lot of white people out there who just don't get it. Gina, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you. You and John both. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too. Let's go to Scott in Loveland. Scott, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
Goodness. Pardon, where to start? You know, first I want to tell you, Jay, how much I really like your show.
Oh, thanks.
You know, you are the best voice on talk radio as far as I'm concerned.
Well, thanks.
Like, you're the only sane one out there, you know, and I think you're great. And it bothers me, you know, all week I've heard you talking about, you know, you have some depression issues or whatever. And, you know, Jay, I think you're a really talented guy. If it came down to it, you could probably do anything you wanted to. You know, it's just, you're a great guy. I can see you in sales and marketing, you know. I probably hate that, but you can do it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, enough of that, you know. But, you know, I really like your show. You're one of the few people that you can really have a good talking conversation with, even if you don't disagree with somebody. or don't agree with somebody, you'll still carry it to a logical conversation.
And I try to. I try to.
That's good. And that's I appreciate that. Even when, you know, those comments, they're so obviously blatantly racist and in a way to try to make it acceptable to be racist. And, you know, you don't have a serious discussion on race beginning with racial slurs, you know, and that's exactly what those comments on the radio are. But, yeah, this wasn't really what I wanted to talk about this morning, because I had some positive things that were on my mind, but, they're just kind of gone there, you know. You hear this Sean Rhymey thing with the Nazi thing now. And actually, it's more than Sean Rhymey. I've heard on, what was it, 710 a week ago, had a gentleman named Mark, I never caught his last name, elderly gentleman, very pro-pastoral sounding, explaining these rather far-fetched talking points that he made and then connected the dots in this pseudo-intellectual fashion, proving that Obama's policies were really fascism because Hitler nationalized the railways and therefore any national influence of big business is fascism, not socialism. Yeah, you still there?
Yeah, I'm listening to what you're saying.
You know, and so it was long, and of course he made this big paranoid diatribe. They control the media, they control the schools, they control the vertical, the horizontal, you know. And it was fear-mongering, and it's really well done. And then I hear Rush Limbaugh yesterday, and you know, he always has these little names for Obama, you know. First it was the Messiah, you know. And then he started in with the Obama the All-Merciful, you know, which is vaguely Islamist sounding. Which
right,
is
right.
Subtle and clever, you know. You call the guy, you apply the guy as a terrorist without actually saying so. And now yesterday his latest ploy is, what do you call it, the Supreme Leader. The Supreme Leader, you know, just with just enough of an accent to make the subtle dig. So this isn't just Sean Rhymey. This is the latest ploy of the right wing.
You know why it is? I'll tell you why it is. Because they don't have any plan. They've got no plan to help this country. I mean, and that's pretty obvious. And also, you know what? A lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them are just flat out white supremacists, and they're just racist. Scott, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
All right.
I'm not saying all conservatives. Now, don't call up here and say that I'm saying all conservatives, because I am not saying that. But I'm saying there is a group of people on the right wing who are insensitive, white supremacist, racist. And I think that that comment by John Gibson shows that. I think the New York Post cartoon shows it. And now John Turk will show us how to get home or to work, rather.
Well, depending on where you're going to or from work, things are looking pretty good for us this morning. Just the normal jams on 25 heading southbound in North Glen, again near downtown. Also on southbound 225 at Colfax, that actually starting to clear up a little bit. Speeds in the 50s there, but it is going to slow down once you get past Yosemite, approaching the tech center. But nothing really to tell you about. No accidents still this morning. Your forecast, mostly sunny and breezy. Highs in the lower 50s. Tonight, got a small chance for snow. Right now, 30 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Get your Arapahoe Basin Spring Pass now. Adult passes are just $209. Youth for $159.
Three cheers for four-legged creatures. And for the moms who clean up the muddy footprints and cat food stuck on the floor. Because even though your kids said they would, you knew they wouldn't. So when they asked for a pet, you still said, bring it. You're why we made New Bounty, with 25% thicker quilts and more durability than before. New Bounty. To see if you can clean the mess with less, go to quickerpickerupper.com.
Do you feel like your energy levels and sex drive are dropping a little each year? Are you a man over 60 interested in improving your health? If so, the Division of Geriatric Medicine at the University of Colorado Health and Sciences Center is recruiting healthy men 60 years old and older to participate in a study on the effects of male hormone treatments and strength training on overall health. As men age, their body produces less of the male hormone testosterone. This process can lead to low energy levels, decreased sex drive, the loss of muscle and strength, increased fat, and decreased memory. These changes can be detrimental to your overall health and quality of life. Benefits of involvement in this study include free laboratory screening and physical examination, fitness and strength testing, study drug, an individually personalized and supervised exercise program, and financial compensation. If you or someone you know is interested or would like more information about this study, please contact Beth at 720-848-6399. Don't miss this opportunity to improve your health and energy levels. Call Beth at 720-848-6399.
Thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at aaahomeimprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
Hi, welcome to Radio Shack. How can I help you?
It's my texting. I'm sick of pressing 7 4 times to get an S. Why can't there just be an S?
Ah, what you need is the Pantech Matrix mobile phone from AT&T.
Does it have an S?
Sure does. It's on the QWERTY keypad, one of its dual slide-out keypads, and it's at a great price.
Excellent. I can just press S now. Work will be so much easier.
What do you do?
Attorney. Simmons, Sussner, and Seamus. Yeah.
Texters, we speak your language. Get the Pantech Matrix mobile phone from AT&T at Radio Shack.
Says I can get a free demo with a free language lesson. So what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-600-6621. 1-800-600-6621. 1-800-600-6621.
Hey, listen, my 12-year-old daughter, her statement last week was, who cares what the guy's middle name is? He looks like Curious George.
I can't laugh. The point I was going to make to you is...
Okay, there's Rush Limbaugh, another sterling example of how to conduct a civilized dialogue in this great country of ours. 6:55, 55 minutes after the hour. And it should be breezy today with a high of around 52. Not going to be too bad. Here's a email from AM760.net from chief researcher of this program, Greg. And he says, ironic that they use the Jesus analogy to complain about the recovery package when it seems Jesus was about helping people, not saying you're on your own side. This is about a group that counters a stimulus package with the Jesus TV ad. And this article is from Politico.com, Jonathan Martin. Plus, they spend millions to bitch about this, but couldn't the same money have been spent instead helping people more directly instead? It's like how Focus on the Family blew their wad on supporting Proposition 8 and then had to lay people off because they ran out of money. I should go look at the link here and get the name of the group that's doing this. It's the American Issues Project. The American Issues Project. See, you know, these folks. They just don't seem to, they don't have any bounds. And this is the whole thing. It's not freedom of speech, because there's no freedom of speech in the workplace. But in the case of Fox, it's Fox allowing John Gibson to get away with this and never saying anything about it. When it comes to the Post, it's the Post halfway apologizing. But it's the Post allowing it to go on. There was no editor there to stop that. Wink, nod, wink, nod. It's open phones here, but I'll tell you. This is a continuing story, and I'm not going to let it go away. Because if we're going to have a dialogue about this country, then we need to do it in the right manner, not cheap shots over people's races, particularly not the President of the United States. Senator Morgan Carroll, next, we're going to talk about how a ethics bill got crushed in the state legislature, and then we'll get back to this topic or anything else you want to talk about, because it's open phones and it's Friday and it's AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hey, this is Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. The solar electric systems installed by Independent Power Systems in 2008 alone prevented 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere. Do you know that's the equivalent of planting more than 12,000 trees? Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems.
Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 and online at solarips.com.
10 per calendar month per customer. Limit one Staples Rewards account per address. For full details, visit staplesrewards.com.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? Would you like to double your sales or even triple them? Sound too good to be true? Not anymore. Try Sales Genie and get 100 sales leads free. Sales Genie will give you the most up-to-date sales leads and mailing lists so you can find the right prospects and grow your sales. Call now and get 100 leads free. 1-800-500-5714. 100 leads free just for calling 1-800-500-5714. 1-800-500-5714.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. Now on your iPhone and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. It's the grocery shopper's lament.
Everything seems like it's gone up.
Not everything, but a report the government released 30 minutes ago said that consumer prices were up in January for the first time since last summer. The overall increase was 0.3%. That's about what economist Peter Morici was looking for.
Inflation is up a bit, but it's not unexpected. Some increases in gasoline prices, but otherwise prices are tame.
The price of food was up just 0.1%, but grocery shoppers say it seems to be much more than that.
Huge. Yeah. It's huge.
Economists say wages aren't going up very much, so people feel like they're losing ground. Wall Street traders go back to work in 30 minutes with the Dow Industrial Average at a six-year low. S&P futures are down 15 points ahead of the opening bell. 30 states around the country have cut deals with banks to pay unemployment benefits by issuing debit cards instead of putting a check in the mail. All of the programs come with fees, and some laid-off workers say that amounts to a scam. Andrew Stettner is with the National Employment Law Project.
There can be charges for balance checks and other, you know, things that people are really surprised by. And the problem is, in some states, it's the only way you can get your money.
Bank of America's CEO Ken Lewis has been subpoenaed in connection with an investigation into the bonuses Merrill Lynch paid executives before it was taken over by B of A. The Swedish automaker Saab, which is owned by GM, has filed for bankruptcy protection and applied to be spun off from General Motors. In Virginia last night, a man who insisted to the end that he didn't kill a policeman had to be carried into the death chamber. In Texas, a top judge could lose her job over a death penalty case. Live to CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan, what's this about?
It's about Judge Sharon Keller, accused of blocking appeals for Michael Richard, executed a year and a half ago on the same day the U.S. Supreme Court ordered a review of lethal injection in a Kentucky case.
Sharon Keller closed the doors on him.
A website attacks Keller with statements from Richard's sister and video from court protests.
Keller, Keller, let me talk.
Now a Texas Judicial Commission has filed bad conduct charges against Keller. Her attorney insists she did nothing improper. Frank?
One out of 10 retired NFL players told University of North Carolina researchers they use steroids during their playing days. Professor Kevin Gustowitz says some have paid a price for it.
After retirement, the steroid group was at a significantly greater risk for back pain, osteoarthritis, depression, other issues related to cardiovascular disease.
In a front page story last year, the New York Times seemed to suggest that a Washington lobbyist may have had a romantic relationship with John McCain, who was running for president at the time. In a brief note to readers on page 4 of today's paper, the Times says it didn't intend to conclude that Mickey Eisman was involved with McCain or did anything unethical. Eisman sued the Times for $27 million but was not paid to drop the case. This is CBS News.
How to update your bathroom without money going down the drain. Step 1. Take a look at all the stylish faucets and fixtures at the Home Depot. Step 2. Take advantage of all the new lower prices you see. Step 3. Step back from your gorgeous bathroom and take it all in.
Updating your bathroom is easy with new lower prices on Kohler, Price, Pfister, and more. Learn how at our bath update workshops every Saturday in February at 1 p.m. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. U.S. only. See store for details.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents A Word from the Hood of Your Car.
Hey, don't worry about your engine, because I got it covered.
Yeah, well, you are the hood, but I'm still going to my Ford dealer.
All right, road trip.
Yeah, the Works Fuel Saver package is only $29.95 or less after a mail-in rebate.
Peanuts.
Oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection.
I can't beat that. Although, I do know a guy.
No, thanks.
Taxes, diesel, and disposal fee extra. See your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for $10 rebate details through 33109.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. The owner of Denver's Rocky Mountain News says it expects to reveal more by the end of March about its efforts to sell Colorado's oldest newspaper. Cincinnati-based DW Scripps put the paper up for sale in December. Scripps president and CEO Rich Boney says fine journalism must still depend on a sustainable business model. Scripps has declined to say how many offers it's received for the paper. Four Colorado children have died of complications from the flu since mid-January. This is the worst flu season for the state's children in 5 years. Dr. Ken Gershom at the State Health Department.
Well, in young children, it's high fever and difficulty breathing. Really, difficulty breathing is more concerning. A young child who has labored breathing, looks uncomfortable breathing, that is a big red flag.
Gershom suggests flu mist for children over the age of 2, as it works faster. Some of Denver's disabled are caught in the middle of labor relations between RTD and the transit union. About 70 people, most of them blind or wheelchair users, attended a hearing yesterday to ask the parties to avert a strike. Labor officials will make a decision on Tuesday whether to allow a strike. More coyote trouble in the North Metro area. Coyotes likely attacked and killed a 150-pound German Shepherd in rural Broomfield. A pet peacock was also killed and another dog mauled in the last week. Two pet owners in the area say coyotes are a common sight and that they jump high fences to attack pets. The city of Broomfield, along with the Division of Wildlife, held a public meeting earlier this month to raise awareness of coyote issues. On the opposite side of the metro area, the city of Greenwood Village hired a contractor this month to shoot coyotes. Sports, bad news for Rockies fans. MRIs were inconclusive, but lefty Jeff Francis has decided to have surgery on his painful shoulder and will likely be out for the season. The Avs skate at Washington tonight. The Nuggets are in Chicago. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale, now Todd Parker, with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We're in typical Friday fashion. Volume is very light this morning. There are some slow pockets on the highways, but no significant slowdowns. It's only going to take about 10 to 15 minutes as you're driving on I-25 between the Tech Center and downtown. 270 is also in pretty good shape across Commerce City. Keep your eyes peeled for a crash. Sounds like it's a fender bender, but you will see some activity eastbound Hamden near Sheridan. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get your Arapahoe Basin Spring Pass now. Adult passes are just $209, youth for $159, and children for just $109. For more information, call 1-888-ARAPAHOE or check out arapahoebasin.com.
Dodge announces Employee Pricing Plus Plus. Now everyone gets our employee price, plus generous cash allowances on most 09 models. Plus, qualified buyers can get low APR financing through Chrysler Financial. Get to your local Dodge dealer today.
Sunny being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan, I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Join us at communityofveterans.org
and connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Really progressing.
We progressive.
Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love it too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, love it. Send me some money. 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Breezy. High today, going to be about 52. So it should be a pretty okay day today. There was an article in the Denver Post a couple of days ago. Actually, that ran on the 19th, so it was yesterday. Pharmaceutical companies and their lobbyists lined up Wednesday to kill a proposed ethics law that would have banned them from giving gifts, weekend junkets, and fancy dinners to doctors who they want to prescribe their drugs. Senator Morgan Carroll, you can go to senatormorgancarroll.com. I believe this was her bill, and it got crushed. Senator, good morning, and welcome to the show. And I believe this was your bill because I think we had you on the air talking about it.
Yeah, good morning, Jay. It certainly was, and this was not us at our finest moment in the legislature, that's for sure.
This just seems very, very simple. Who would vote against this?
Well, there's a couple things. First of all, there were at least minimum of 50 full-time lobbyists working on nothing but defeat of the bill. The bill itself, so people know, deals with the fact that they're adding about $7 billion in gift costs to the cost of our drugs every year. And pharmaceuticals are the fastest growing cost driver underneath our insurance premiums. So the bigger picture is we're dealing with, you know, high rates of uninsured. We all want to know why our premiums are going up so high. When we looked at the Fair Act on insurance, we discovered that these pharmaceuticals are the fastest growing. So where's our money going? Not only is it meals and junkets and things, but we had testimony of a doctor saying that they were basically offering him $20,000 to go run around and market a drug that he knew essentially nothing about. And so these gifts can range very high, averaging between every doctor in the United States of America receiving between $8,000 and $13,000 a year in gifts. So it is a gift ban. It was requiring disclosure so we could understand the cost drivers. It was prohibiting them from invading and reselling your private pharmaceutical information. And it was taking conflicts of interest out of our state board so that you wouldn't have someone working directly for the pharmaceutical industry on state boards determining drug policy. So that's the facts of what it did. But, you know, how they killed it basically was to piggyback on to the fact that we were having a jobs discussion. Absolutely divorced from the bill. I got to say, I haven't had a hearing more frustrating about people who hadn't read the bill. They're like, research will stop, clinical trials will stop, blah, blah, blah. You know, those things, research goes forward in the bill. You know, clinical trials goes forward in the bill. But we were really outmaneuvered and outflanked. I mean, they flew in some of the biggest pharma folks from around the country and had been working nonstop to make sure that we wouldn't have pharmaceutical ethics reform. And not only is the conflict of interest in healthcare a huge issue for patient safety and integrity, but they're spending about $30 billion a year on marketing that's frankly more geared towards padding their profit margins than patient safety.
7:11, 11 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Senator Morgan Carroll with us. Go to senatormorgancarroll.com. Was this vote along party lines or no?
No. In fact, I had one senator I specifically want to thank, which was Senator Joyce Foster out of Denver. This was a bipartisan failure. Basically, a few things really happened. Members of the committee, in talking about the bill, I kept hearing, I haven't read the bill yet, I'm not really sure, I'll look at it, I have concerns. What's atypical about this bill is usually at least members of your own party, if they have concerns about a bill, can A, tell you what they are, and B, give some suggestions about how you might amend it. What was procedurally odd, among other things, first of all, a health bill wasn't sent to health, it was sent to business affairs. You know, my own leadership refused an extension to work on amendments that might have saved the bill, and the chair of the committee refused to let me even entertain an amendment that might have saved the bill and blocked it from going to a vote. You know, the pharma lobbyists were out in the lobby. People were eating pizza and taking gum from them and missing most of the testimony and you know, frankly, out schmoozing with a ton of pharma suits that were out there and laughing at the consumers and the physicians that were coming in to testify about how pernicious the pharmaceutical money and gifting practices really to distort the practice of science and medicine.
Any high-profile names vote against this that you want to tell us?
Well, I'll tell you, every single person on the committee except for Joyce Foster. I mean, the chair was Senator Vega out of Denver. We had Senator Lois Sontrop out of Adams County who voted against the bill. And, you know, Senator Raleigh Heath out of Boulder. I had comments from colleagues going, Morgan, I have the pharmaceutical industry in my district. And what concerns me is, of course, all of us have more patients and consumers in our district. I mean, we don't go to the Capitol to represent pharma. The other thing I would say is that if any of you ever recall what you saw on any of your campaign literature, almost everyone has campaigned against the high cost of drugs. Dealing with seniors or disabled people choosing between eating or getting their medication, So this bill was the result of basically poring over 50 states of public policy on what can we do about the high cost of drugs and improving patient safety. It's frustrating, to say the least, that we all ran on this issue, and yet when it comes time to actually passing the legislation that could do something about the cost of drugs and reduce patient errors and keep conflicts of interest out of our healthcare system, it was resoundingly defeated.
How do you stand the Democratic Party?
Well, you know, I feel like it's my responsibility to be as self-critical on our party as I would be on the other, and we just didn't do the right thing for the right reasons in this case. And it's not just because they voted no. There were a lot of problems with the process about how this went through. I knew I was up against a strong pharma lobby on this. The main thing I want people to know is that right now, every time you fill a prescription, that information is being resold, whether you know it or not, back to the pharmaceutical industry. To go to the doctor and push the doctor for basically not prescribing enough of whatever their highest profit margin drugs are. And meanwhile, what we saw in the case of Vioxx is they rushed to market with, frankly, an unsafe product that killed 55,000 people. And this is part of a marketing practice that they were there defending with a straight face. And, you know, we had one senator in committee going, basically defending the marketing practice. Drugs, prescription drugs, are not like other things on the market. These can kill you. This can hurt people. It's very critical that we have what is based on science and evidence and what is, for health reasons, the best for the patient, not based on what is most profitable for the pharmaceutical industry.
Boy, maybe we should get some of these folks on and ask them why they voted against it.
I think that's a great idea, and I can tell you that they say jobs, research, and life as we know it would stop if they couldn't kind of grease these relationships with $7 billion in gifts. And if they had to do an annual disclosure for transparency, you know, they'd all leave the state and go out of business.
Can you get that transparency? Apparently not.
You know, it's really difficult right now. To the extent they're publicly traded and you're willing to put a lot of work in, there are filings with the SEC that can be gathered. The most part, the main reason they don't want the transparency is when they're spending $30 billion a year on advertising controlled substances, not only are we paying the $30,000 in our premiums, but we're paying to subsidize it through giving them tax write-offs for doing this, and what it will show is that $30 billion, Jay, on what they spend in marketing is the same dollar amount of what the entire state of Colorado, according to the 208 Commission, spends on all of our health care in the whole state. So it's not a small amount of money if, you know, that's really adding significant costs. And besides adding costs, it's frankly hurting the integrity of our health care system.
Are you going to reintroduce the bill again?
Absolutely. you know, we can't not address this problem. Not only is the invasion of privacy just not acceptable, the other thing people should know is 25% of this whole housing crisis on foreclosures is actually has a medical underpinning, according to the Harvard study that was released recently, and more than half of our bankruptcies in the country are being driven in whole or in part by medical problems. And given that drugs are the fastest rising component of health care and prescriptions and in Medicaid budget and Medicare budget, I think we are negligent if we do. We are not doing our job if we don't keep at this and get this fixed.
Yeah, well, the price of, deductibles, including my own, are just, are just killing me, and they're killing most people. When do you, last thing here very quickly, when do you plan to reintroduce this again?
I plan on reintroducing this as fast as possible. I mean, we are past our deadlines on this session. I can guarantee I'm coming back next session, and I will keep coming back on this issue. I will go to a vote of the people if I have to get around the pharma lobby.
But when does the next session start?
It starts again in January. We have this session until May, and the way our deadlines work is all of our bills already had to be introduced by now. So the process issue by having my own leadership, frankly, allow this to expire on a deadline meant that there will not be any other bill titled to do pharmaceutical reform in the state of Colorado this year. And it was very disappointing that they let it die because, with permission, they could have kept it open to work on it and at least amend it and get – it was a pretty comprehensive reform package.
All right.
We could have passed something.
All right. So are you talking about January 2010?
Yes.
Why don't –
I know.
Why don't we just get together and make it an amendment?
We need a two things. We need either a new bill title to do it because there isn't an existing bill title I'm aware of we can amend it on. But I think we need to really think seriously about taking this question to the people.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Let's put it up for a referendum vote.
I think we need to do that, and they'll buy ads that say, make them very sympathetic. We give to charity. We're gonna save people's lives. And all of that is very brilliant marketing, and a lot of these products can save people's lives. But I just don't think the people are going to be as duped by the pharma lobby, to be blunt, as what they can pull off in the Capitol.
Well, I'll tell you something. You decide to do that, let me know. We're first on board. And then if I'm here in January the 10th, if I'm here in 2010 and you reintroduce this, let's get a public effort going to try to battle pharma. But I think you should put it on the ballot. That's what I think you should do.
Thanks, Jay. I do, too. I think we need to ask the citizens to help us do this. So
let's go.
All right. Let's do it.
I'll do it with you. I promise I will.
Yeah. We've seen this before. There's a couple issues, and as much as we tend to get cluttered ballots, there are certain issues when you have extremely wealthy lobbyists and special interests at the Capitol make it really difficult to get real reform done on some issues. That's not true across the board, but unfortunately in healthcare it largely is. The for-profit folks that are driving this have an interest that sometimes conflicts with us trying to get our costs down, make it affordable, have good quality access on what is out there. What we saw, for example, one of the lobbyists that testified for Amgen says she's currently practicing physician and apparently doesn't see a conflict in being a full-time lobbyist for Amgen Pharmaceutical Company.
Well, John Turk just said something that's really true. These folks only care about money and re-election. They don't want to do what's right for the people. I think we should call out every Democrat who voted against this. I think we should make it public. And is there a place – with the last question here, because I got to get some traffic. Is there a place we can get these folks' names, or can you send the names to John Turk so we can start contacting them?
I have the name, just to get the truth of what happened out there on my blog at sendmorgancarroll.com.
Right.
And people can also go to the State General Assembly website, and every vote is public record.
All right, we'll get those. And when you decide to put this on the ballot, please let us know or reintroduce it, let us know, and we'll help you all we can.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, thank you, Senator. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, take care.
All right, there's Senator Morgan Carroll. Well, that's disgusting. That is absolutely disgusting. I mean, even lately into your pharmacy and had to pay, your deductible. And then plus they have your information and they sell it to other pharmaceutical outlets. Nice. John, you like that idea that they have your information and they sell it to other pharmaceutical outlets?
No, I don't like that idea.
But that seems to be the way of life these days.
What's wrong?
Information is being sold and handed over to everybody.
What's wrong with the Democratic Party? Now,
forget
the GOP here for a minute. What's wrong with the Democratic Party?
Good question. Kind of disappointing how they voted. I mean, like I told you, I think a lot of this has to do with re-election purposes in 2010 and them not being able to take that lobbyist money. There's the big problem in politics is lobbyist money.
Yep. We should get those Democrats' names and read them out on the air and urge people to call them and give them static.
SendMorganCarroll.com. And then her blog's on there. I'm going to go check it out here once I get to break. But
all right. 7:22, 22 minutes after 7, it is open phones, 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about is fine. Here's the one-armed John Turk with traffic because he had to sell his other arm to get prescriptions, get the money to pay for prescriptions for his kids. What's the traffic look like?
Well, Jay, traffic on the highway is looking pretty good for us this morning. Friday is normally a little lighter than the rest of the week. We do have some accidents out there, though. I'll start at the top of this list here. One eastbound Hamden near Sheridan. That's in the cleanup phases. Should be out of your way, hopefully, here shortly. Also got a crash, 70th and Sheridan. Rollover accident near Capitol Hill, 12th and Emerson, just west of Cheeseman Park there. Also a disabled vehicle, right lane blocked, westbound I-70 at Vasquez. And finally down in Inglewood, accident northbound University at Hamden. Your forecast, a lot like yesterday, sunny to start, breezy and mild with a high 52. Clouds are going to roll in this afternoon.
Welcome to Radio Shack. Can I help you?
Well, my friend Ted always texts and my friend Todd always talks. They're costing me a fortune.
You need new Boost Mobile Monthly Unlimited. It has unlimited nationwide talk, text, web, even walkie-talkie for only $50 a month.
Only $50?
So you're going to text Ted or talk to Todd?
I think our walkie-talkie will.
Unlimited nationwide talk, text, web, and walkie-talkie with Boost Mobile Monthly Unlimited at Radio Shack.
$50 monthly unlimited plan. Coverage not available everywhere. Network reaches over 274 million people. Additional charges apply for international services and messages. Other restrictions apply. Directory assistance is $1.29 per call.
When you have a meeting that can't be moved, but there's no babysitter for the kids, it sure is nice to get a little help from a family member or a friend, right? Well, a lot of people are looking for a little help in their career these days, and at Colorado State University Global Campus, our online courses are designed to give you a little help toward the job you've always wanted. And if you act right now, csuglobal.org can even offer you a little help toward the cost of paying for one. You see, Colorado State University Global Campus offers degrees that mean something when they show up on a resume, like bachelor's and master degree programs in business management and organizational leadership. Now add to the fact that the degree is accredited, and you can see how signing up for classes at csuglobal.org is a very smart thing to do. And right now, csuglobal.org is offering a $250 credit towards classroom or book costs for the session that begins on March 2nd. So go ahead and check it out for yourself. Go to csuglobal.org or call 800-920-6723. That's csuglobal.org or 800-920-6723.
Right now, our customers are seeing an annual return on investment of between 5 and 6%. How are your investments doing these days? Hi, this is Jeff Scott of SolSource. We've been doing solar for more than a decade. Solar heating, solar hot water, wind systems, and solar electric systems that will spin your meter backwards. That means you're saving money on your energy bills right away. The average system saves people up to $100 per month. At SolSource, we can show you how to be green and save green at the same time. Call SolSource today to find out how. 303-297-1874 or SolSourceInc.com.
For classes at csuglobal.org is a very smart thing to do. And right now, csuglobal.org is offering a $250 credit towards classroom or book costs for the session that begins on March 2nd. So go ahead and check it out for yourself. Go to csuglobal.org or call 800-920-6723. That's csuglobal.org or 800-920-6723.
Dodge announces Employee Pricing Plus Plus. Now everyone gets our employee price, plus generous cash allowances on most 09 models. Plus, qualified buyers can get low APR financing through Chrysler Financial. Get to your local Dodge dealer today.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan. I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Join us at communityofveterans.org
and connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Hispanic host, a guy named Marios.
Mario Solis Merritt.
Did he call me Marios? Has this nerd never heard of the First Amendment?
Can you imagine getting called a nerd by Rush Limbaugh?
It's really bad
to get called a nerd by a nerd.
Mario Solis Merritt.
You have to learn how to pronounce my name.
Afternoons at 4.
We have standards in this country, you freaking big nerd! We have standards in this country.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I thought he was sober.
The Dirty Dozen Brass Band tomorrow night at the Ogden. 727, 27 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, a Progressive Talk. J. Marvin, beautiful day today. Breezy, high of 52. So when the wind gets in here and it's blowing like hell, then you can go, hey, I listened to this guy Marvin in the morning, and he said it was going to be beautiful. I like to take my hands and put it around his voice box. That's okay. I feel that way about myself many times. Let's go to Arlene, who's been hanging on. Arlene, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing good. What about yourself?
Oh, pretty good.
All right, what's up?
I've been waiting to talk about that Chris fellow for a while.
It's okay, go ahead.
Oh, where do I begin? It's his thinking that keeps this country from moving forward. I know in his little world, he doesn't have a problem. But as an African-American woman who has lived in this world, there are some parts of this country I still can't go to safely because they don't think there's an issue. When a major newspaper decides that they're going to put that as a story, a cartoon of a chimpanzee being shot and saying, take that to the stimulus bill, I'm sorry, I don't know what else I'm supposed to derive from that.
Well, I don't think anybody does. And did you hear the John Gibson comment about Eric Holder, the attorney general?
Exactly. And would these same comments be being made if they were if both of them were white? No.
No, you're right.
If we can address that, we are going to be dead in the water because I can guarantee you, these other countries that we have issue with, they don't really care about us being black, white, or what have you. We're all Americans to them.
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And plus, whatever Eric Holder said about us being cowards to get into this whole thing, listen, I think he's absolutely right. And how does throwing these insults around, how does that further any kind of discussion about the problems that really face the country? It doesn't. It's just cheap shots. Out of a group of people who have no reasonable proposals to solve any of the problems facing this country.
That's exactly the problem. If they had 8 years that they were in charge, they have full reign. If they had had a plan, we wouldn't be in this situation. But they didn't. And now that they don't have a plan and they've been voted out, now what are we going to hear for the next 4 years or what have you? Is insult after insult after insult. Because instead of coming up with something that can actually help anybody, all they want to do is just throw insults. Because they have no issue. They have no plan. And haven't had one for a while.
No, they haven't had one for a while. You're right about that. Arlene, thank you. I appreciate the call.
All right.
Thanks a lot. By the way, Republicans, including Doug Lamborn, They love to spout about tax cuts, don't they? Did you know between 2000 and 2007, the top 5% wealthiest Americans saw their earnings rise by 9% versus 3% for those of us in the middle? Tax cuts. According to Forbes, the cost of living extremely well index, the price of luxuries like caviar and yachts jumped 12% in 2008. 55% of millionaires say they are now worried they won't be able to maintain their current lifestyles. Things that the rich have cut back on? According to the New York Times, plastic surgery, jets, maids, tipping, and jewels. Okay, next person who calls me about tax cuts, about how they work, then you can explain to me why the top 5% of the wealthiest Americans saw their earnings rise by 9% versus 3% of those in the middle. See, the idea is, here, we'll give you, the federal government, right? We'll give you $500. Then you can run around and you can say, oh, look what the government's done for me. While those at the top just get away with absolute and complete murder. 7:32, 32 minutes after the hour. More of your calls coming up on AM760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with John Turk in traffic.
Jay, the highway system's looking pretty good this morning for us around Denver and Boulder. Our jams are in the usual suspect spots. Southbound I-25, 104th to 84th again from around 48th to Spear Boulevard. Also pretty heavy heading out of Aurora, southbound 225 from Parker Road down to the Tech Center. A few crashes out there to avoid in Littleton, more so Inglewood, northbound University at Hamden. That's a really busy intersection, so that could take you a while to get through there. Also a rollover, 12th and Emerson. Other crashes 70th and Sheridan, and one on eastbound Hamden near Sheridan. And finally got a disabled vehicle stall out, right lane blocked, westbound I-70 at Vasquez. You're going to start hitting the brakes there around Colorado Boulevard. Your forecast, mostly sunny and breezy, highs in the lower 50s. Tonight, a small chance for snow. Right now, 35 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Freeway Ford, we sell cars and trucks for less every day. Right now, get a loaded 08 Ford Explorer for just $15,900.
Why are more Colorado families and businesses choosing Simple Solar? The answer is simple. After a decade of designing, installing, and financing solar solutions for hundreds of customers, we make it all simple and easy for you. Call 303-541-9852 and visit the website simplesolar.com. Mention this ad to qualify for a free solar monitoring system and learn how easy it is to save money and the planet. The choice is simple. simplesolar.com.
These days, your budget's really feeling the heat. But Family Fun doesn't have to cost much at all when you make it by the pitcherful with Kool-Aid. For the price of one bottle of soda, you can mix up five big pitchers of Kool-Aid. And for pennies a glass, keep the whole family refreshed and smiling. At that price, maybe the whole neighborhood. Kool-Aid instead of soda. As always, delivering more smiles per gallon.
Hey, thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
Hey, here's what it is. This is what we can do, and we think it's a pretty good deal. Now, it's up to you to make your decision, because they don't strong-arm anybody. And their inventory is better than anybody I know of. I mean, I'm telling you, they are jam-packed with a selection of clean, late-model, previously owned vehicles. All you got to do is go out to Rockies, take a look, and see for yourself. Don't trust what I'm saying. Go out there and look for yourself. They've been around since 1982. They're family-oriented. You don't have some guy in Poughkeepsie, New York, running this and 5,000 other dealerships. These folks live here locally. They work in the community. And so, therefore, they have to treat, and they should treat, and they do treat the community well. And you're part of the community. So you're naturally going to get treated well. You go on to other car lots, what happens? Other car stores? Nobody waits on you. That's not going to happen at Rockies Autos. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., and they are the best. See Spanky Herrera and all my friends out of Rockies Autos. They're located right there at 63rd and Federal.
This is Ed McCaffrey, and I'm talking today with Dr. Jennifer Clark, podiatrist and Goodfeet Medical Director. Dr. Clark, what's the most common request you get from Goodfeet customers?
Lots of people ask for something soft and spongy to put in their shoes. One man actually had five of those drugstore gel cushions in his shoes when he walked through the door, and his feet were still killing him.
So what did you tell him?
I told him all those gel cushions weren't helping him one bit. I explained that to remove the pressure causing pain, he needed support, not padded cushions. A cushion might provide some momentary relief, but for long-term relief, nothing beats Goodfeet arch support.
Did he give Goodfeet a try?
Yes, he did. And even before he left the store, his pain was gone.
Get up to $50 off your purchase of the Goodfeet Arch Support System during Goodfeet's winter sale. But time's running out. The sale ends February 28th. Call 1-877-620-3338 for the store nearest you. That's 877-620-FEET for Goodfeet, America's number one arch support.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
Everybody knows if you have a family, you need life insurance. And if you've been putting it off because you don't want a medical exam, here's some news you can use. If you're a healthy person living without term life, you could get up to $500,000 in term life insurance easily. No doctor visit, no medical exam. No hassle either, because it only takes a few health questions and a few minutes on the phone when you call eFinancial for a free quote. 1-800-300-4368. Many people put off getting life insurance because they don't like medical exams. But you could receive term life from a top-rated carrier with no medical exam. And it only takes minutes. Just answer a few health questions over the phone. You could even be covered today. Now that is good news. If you're living without term life, do what's right for your family. Get your free quote now. Call 1-800-300-4368. 1-800-300-4368.
J. Marvin, suffering from asthmatic trauma. And this song heals all wounds. Jimmy.
Can I just tell you, by the way, I don't know if I told you this, but I went and met Bill Kreutzmann at the art show, and he said that your interview with him was one of his most favorite interviews he's ever done.
Well, thanks. Jack this up. I always, wanted to work on a radio station with the callers KLSD or WLSD. 38 minutes after the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Warning, don't try this at home. Never try it if you're a kid, or you'll end up like me, and you don't want to end up like me. Gainfully employed for the moment, but people always say to me, well, you seem to be able to identify with everything callers say. That's because I've lived over the entire United States, and I am 56. Breezy, hi today, 52. Okay. We're going to take some more phone calls, or we want to play this Fox thing where John Gibson totally and completely makes a racist comment about Eric Holder, who is the Attorney General of the United States. Everybody on the phones, hang on. I want to just play this one more time so people hear it, who may just be tuning into the show. You know, we have podcasts at am760.net, but here it is. This is Fox News. Check this out.
And this just in, an odd story coming out of Seattle. It's not a car chase, but there is some sort of chase going on. It's happening at a zoo, and a monkey is on the loose. Let's just get right to it. Harris Faulkner has more on this. A monkey on the loose at a zoo in Seattle. Now, after we heard about this chimpanzee that attacked in Connecticut, we now know that these animals can be dangerous.
Right, and I don't want to profess to know too much about the primate population, but I'm not sure monkeys or chimps. But anyway, Woodland Park Zoo in Seattle, Julie, they're looking for one male, and they're taking this very seriously, and they have to. Woodland Park Zoo in Seattle, I've got a picture of what the monkey would look like. We're waiting for some live video of the search to come in. And it's my screensaver now, Jim, if you can take that. Okay, now that's a nice photo. That's when they're not upset. I want you to take a look at that.
That's
what we're dealing with. That's what they can look like when they're upset. They're known because the males have bright blue scrotums, and they're easy to see in the wild. And they're looking for the monkey on the loose. Zoo officials say they're, again, taking it seriously. Now, get this. The whole zoo is in lockdown right now. All of the people, all of the customers have been evacuated. Nobody got hurt in all of this. But he is outside of his enclosure, and it is no joke. As we get the live pictures that are going to come in from Seattle's Woodland Park Zoo, we will bring them to you live, Julie.
Okay, so just to be clear here, look out for a loose monkey, and you'll know which one we're talking about if it has a blue scrotum.
I knew
you
were
really
going to
say
that again.
I'm just sorry. Okay. Go ahead. Repeat that again.
No.
All right. Well, everybody in here seemed to enjoy it. But this isn't a laughing matter here.
No,
because
they're taking it
people
seriously.
Go to the zoos. And, of course, when you think about a zoo, you think about kids and their families and field
take
trips and
so
forth.
Take that shot again. I mean, when you look at this, Julie, I mean, you understand a wild
that's
animal
the angry
is just
monkey,
that.
If you're just tuning in. This isn't the monkey on the loose, but this is an angry monkey, folks.
This is exactly what it would look like.
We
it's
don't
the
know
same type of monkey. It's
the temperament of the monkey that's on the loose in Seattle. We don't know if he's happy, if he took a Xanax today, but we do know he's loose.
It's called a Debrat sea monkey, okay? And according to the PR people at the Woodland Park Zoo, evacuated the zoo.
All right.
They're looking for it. It's in lockdown. As we get live pictures, we'll bring them to you. That's
okay.
My screensaver right now. Back
Thank
to you.
You so much. Nobody's hurt, though. That's most important. We want this monkey to be, you know, safe. I'm an animal lover, so let's hope that he doesn't get hurt. All right. I'm going to go back up to Trace now, standing by with John Gibson. Take it away, Trish.
Yeah, she just gave it to us. Julie, I mean, we were just talking about the bright blue scrotum that we heard twice up here, and even the radio. John's like, I can't even say it on the radio for crying out loud. Bright blue scrotum, a monkey on the loose.
We're talking about Eric Holder today on the radio and his
bright blue scrotum.
Nice. Nice on John Gibson's part with Fox. Let's just equate a monkey with a bright blue scrotum
to the Attorney General of the United States, Eric Holder, which happens to be an African American. Oops. Fox does it again. Man. These people just don't have any decency. They've got no decency at all. Okay, let's go to the phones. And we go to Scott in Aurora. Scott, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Let me hit it. Oh, okay, Scott, now you're on. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jay. Two things real quick. I just want to say I love Morgan Carroll. We need politicians like her. We just need to clone her so that they all act and think like her. In the meantime, politicians that she was talking about that won't, that think it's okay that pharma, you know, murders consumers for profit with these drugs, they won't allow to be tested correctly. We need to just put all of their personal information, their home phone numbers, their personal email addresses on YouTube. And when they're made to fear the public reaction more than they want money, then we'll have a decent country. That's all I want to say. Thank you.
Well, we ought to sell their information. Oh, he's going to hang up. Well, we ought to sell their information, which is what they're doing to us. They're selling our information. Here's Bruce in Littleton. Bruce, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm calling in because I've listened to your show for 3 years now since I moved here from California. But,
ooh, where in California?
I lived in Rancho Cucamonga, which is, you know, east of L.A.
Right.
Not too far from where Mario is from.
Yeah, right.
But, and basically today I thought was a good day to call in because I think 2006 was the beginning of the end of the Republican Party as we know it. And just some background, because I've heard all these conservatives calling into you this morning. I grew up on a dairy farm in New Mexico, and my mother used to be state Republican chairwoman.
Mm.
And so I grew up, I remember in the first grade, I wore an I Like Ike button to school. But the last time I voted for a Republican was 1988, Bush Sr., because the Republican Party today is nothing like it was when my mother was active. And she was instrumental in electing Pete Domenici to his first term as a senator.
Whoa.
And he used to be a moderate Republican. And then when Gingrich and all these other guys took over, Domenici got farther and farther to the right. And so you might say I'm a pedigreed ex-Republican. And I had three older brothers, so my dad had four sons on a farm, so that worked out good. Of the four of us, three of us now vote Democratic. So the Republican Party in our family has lost 75% of its support over the last 20 years. And the mantra, I don't know if that's the right word, but
mantra.
When I was growing up, I said to my parents, what is it that makes you a Republican versus a Democrat? And the things I remember the most were states' rights, which we have very little of anymore. The other one was fiscal responsibility, and the Republicans in 2000 inherited a surplus. And the third was a strong defense, and of course we don't have that anymore. So, and going back, one of the things that made me the most angry is when we went into Iraq and they said, if you don't support the war, you're not patriotic.
Right.
Well, I'm not a Republican anymore, and I spent a year in Vietnam, and I volunteered. Two of my brothers volunteered for the Air Force. The other brother had vision problems and couldn't get in the service, and he volunteered and spent a year in the Peace Corps in Africa. So we're a family that you can't say is not patriotic, is not American, and there's no place today in the Republican Party for people like us.
Well, I think the thing that would shock most people, if you go back and read some of the things that Eisenhower had to say, most people draw the conclusion. If you took what he had to say and you covered up his name so that people would not know who was making these statements, Eisenhower would come off as being a liberal or being a very, 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 very moderate Republican.
And that's exactly what we were when we were growing up. And it's gone. It's been gone since Gingrich got in there in the early 90s.
Yeah, that's how fast that whole thing has deteriorated. You're right. And I've had people say this to me before that I've told them, well, go look up and see. Yeah, look, here's the difference real quickly here before I have to go take care of business. But here's the difference. Back when Ike ran against Adlai Stevenson and Adlai Stevenson lost, both sides had enough respect for each other that they felt they could work together.
That's exactly right.
Now in 2009, the respect is gone. And all we have is just bickering. Bruce, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Okay, thanks.
All right, and thanks for your service for your country. 48 minutes after 7 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Coming up next, we're going to put Michael Spear into service about Wall Street. All right, 748 Turk traffic.
Jay, still working a few crashes out there around the metro, but the highways are looking pretty good for us. Let's go down the list. Still in the cleanup phase, eastbound Hamden near Sheridan. Also one in Westminster at 70th and Sheridan in Capitol Hill. Got a rollover crash. 12th and Emerson, that's just west of Cheeseman Park there. And in Englewood, got a crash on the northbound side of University right there at Hamden. That's a really busy intersection. Do expect about a 5 to 10 minute delay at that intersection. Like I said, on the highways, looking pretty good. No crashes, but it is stop and go heading out of Aurora southbound 225 from around Parker Road to I-25. 25 is full for you, the normal spots. North Glen again downtown, and starting to see a lot of traffic heading in on the turnpike from Pecos to 25. Your forecast, a lot like yesterday, sunny to start, breezy and mild with a high of 52. Right now, 37 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, take advantage of the great service specials with your local Toyota dealer. Check out this month's service and parts.
Hey, thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at aaahomeimprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor, brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, the movies.
When it comes to identity theft protection, ordering a free credit report is like going to the movies just for the previews. But if you get your credit report from Identity Guard, then you get a veritable double feature of expert telephone support, as well as 21st century tools and technologies to help protect your identity. All this from the company that's protected over 20 million people. Yes, that's right. 20 million is a lot of people. So call Identity Guard today, sit down, have a large popcorn, and get real identity theft protection and a very happy ending.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault, a $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
And that's not obviously a good thing. The banks are still challenged, and the market is continuing to pull back today. The Dow right now, or gold actually, interestingly enough, is up about almost $1,000 an ounce, up $19 an ounce. People looking at that as a safe haven. The Dow right now is down 101 at 73.66. The S&P is down 11. So we're seeing a pretty challenged market today. The Dow has taken out the lows. Now, we peaked out. This most recent peak happened in October of 07, Jay, and the low hit in November of last year. We bounced off of that, and now we have taken out that November low. So the NASDAQ has and the Dow has. The Russell's, the S&P is very close. The Marvin's down 5.5, so we're seeing a continued slide. So if you do not call us today, when are you going to?
That's really a good point. If you're tired of taking your portfolio and or your so-called investment advisor and you and he or you and she are playing whack-a-mole, the time to deal with it is now, and Michael Spear is the man to do it at 303-749-2770. That's 303-749-2770. He's giving Mary and I financial advice and handling our business, and he ought to be handling yours at 303-749-2770. Plus, if you go into presidential brokerage and, you know, you decide that what Mike's got going isn't for you, you can still loot the candy bowl. They won't care.
Candy bowl, coffee, help yourself. And now I'm not in the office some of my stars are, though. So give them a call. Quite frankly, I'm the big mouth. Most of those guys are smarter than I am.
All right, 303-749-2770, 303-749-2770. By the way, very quickly, where are you?
Right now I'm in Conifer, Colorado, heading down to the city.
Oh, so you're mobile.
Yes, I am.
All right,
I had to make a couple house calls.
All right, Mr. Spear will be on the case, ladies and gentlemen, and we guarantee a better market on Monday.
That's you guaranteeing that. All right.
All right, Doctor. We will talk to you for sure on Monday.
Monday.
See ya. What a great guy. 7:53, 53 minutes after the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
We're back with coin expert Bill Gale. Now, Bill, I've been drooling over something called a silver $100 union.
Oh, you have good taste.
It's big, it's hefty, and the shine.
The shine is like nothing else on earth. You know, the $100 union was proposed by George T. Morgan, who designed the Morgan Silver Dollar. It was to be the largest coin ever in both size and denomination, and it might never have been seen.
What happened?
The sketches were recently discovered deep in the archives of the Smithsonian, and the New York Mint was authorized to release a limited number of $100 unions in gleaming proof silver. I know they're offering free information and a free collector's DVD, too.
How do we get our hands on that free DVD?
I'd say call the New York Mint. I have a number you can call.
Thanks. Okay, listeners, for free information and a free collector's DVD, call 1-800-600-5527. That's 1-800-600-5527. 1-800-600-5527.
Smartphones, hybrid cars, fuel cells.
5 years ago, today's technologies, today's trends, sounded like a foreign language.
Blogging.
So what about tomorrow?
Microloans. Carbon credits.
In a world changing at warp speed, will you be ready for a career that hasn't even been invented yet?
Business ethics analyst. Notionologist. Global data miner.
Well, now the future has a compass. The Daniels Compass. The bold new curriculum of a University of Denver Daniels College of Business graduate degree that gives you the mobile skills to chart your course for the future. Any future.
EcoCities. Nanobiotechnology.
Ranked among the best by both Business Week and the Wall Street Journal, Daniels is your key to a better career, a better life.
Season offer tickets. Skiing on a Tuesday.
Call Shannon Banks at 303-871-3200 to get started in March or September.
Reinventing yourself. Smelling the roses.
Daniels College of Business. It's future proof. Call 303-871-3200.
Busted flat in the Baton Rouge, waiting for a train. Feeling nearly faded as my chains. Bobby flagged a diesel down just before it rained. Took us all
the day. Doing that Chris Christopherson tune. Chris Christopherson's like my all-time favorite songwriter. Next to Whitey Sanger, D. Schaefer. 7:56, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, Breezy High Day 52. And also I got to throw Tom Russell in there, who will be here April the 4th. Okay, we're talking about anything you want to talk about. It's open phones. And let me go to Andy in Denver. Andy, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Jay, what's up, man?
Oh, what's happening, Andy?
Nothing, just arrived at work, but I'm hanging out outside. Here's something to talk to you about: the crazy, wacky Michael Steele, head of the Republican Party.
Oh, this is a guy who really doesn't get it.
And that's what I was thinking. Here's, you know, all these racist comments thrown around by these Republican idiots, and then Michael Steele comes on saying that he wants to be off the hook with the hip-hop community, and then at one point goes on to say he has to appeal to one-armed midgets. I mean, the interview with him yesterday might have been the craziest interview I've seen since Sarah Palin had the turkey having its head chopped off behind her. How on earth does the Republican Party think they're going to, you know, the Southern White Racist Party is going to appeal to urban black youth with an idiot like Michael Steele spouting his mouth about the stupidest things I've ever heard?
Well, let's find a token and put him up and give him the job, even though he's not qualified for it. And also, it's another sign that the Republican Party is in absolute disarray and has no clue what is going on and struggling to try to find its way after having its hat handed to it. And you'd think that they would put somebody in control there who knows what they're doing. Steele is like the worst candidate of all time because he's famous for making all these weird misstatements.
And I was listening to Rachel Maddow last night. I think she said there's not a African-American senator, House member, judge? I mean, not judge, but, you know, there's, like, no African-Americans in the Republican Party. So it's so transparent that they put him at the top. And the guy doesn't even get it. I mean, where did he grow up? I mean,
you know, that's an interesting question. I don't know that.
I know he's from Maryland, and other than that, I mean, Maryland's a pretty liberal, it's an extremely liberal state, so I don't know where they got this guy from. But anyways, I think you guys, I hope the media brings up some of these quotes, because it just makes the Republican Party seem so out of touch and completely insane. I mean, one-armed midgets, how inappropriate is that? If anyone else said that, how much news would that get? I mean,
well, you're right, but don't count on the mainstream media to bring any of that stuff up, because it won't happen, because they're too lazy, or they don't hear it, or they ignore it, or whatever their agenda is, or that doesn't gin up enough conflict, but they're not going to bring it up. But, yeah, people should keep their eye on Steele. He's almost as funny as Sean Reimer. Hey, thank you, Andy. I appreciate the call.
Yeah.
All right. It's 7:58.
Green is in, right? Dragonfly Eco Goods, Denver's newest green living store, is more than an in-store. It's a destination for the environmentally conscious shopper. With products like handmade jewelry made from 100-year-old bottles to cards that can be planted to bloom into wildflowers, you can find something green for you or your home. Visit them at the corner of 32nd and Tejon, or save gas and earn karmic offset credits by shopping online at DragonflyEcoGoods.com. Dragonfly Eco Goods, making green a part of your life.
Who would that be? I mean, parents, Disney, Nick? This agent works with Disney and Nickelodeon. That's huge. And that's straight for me, Esteban from The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. Space is very limited, so you must call right now. For your child to interview with an agent who puts kids on Disney and Nick, call 877-214-1895. That's 877-214-1895. Again, space is limited, so call 877-214-1895. Remember, 877-214-1895. That's 877-214-1895. Call now. Register now and tell them that Esteban Julio Ricardo Montoya de Rosa Ramirez sent you.
These numbers that we're seeing,
AM 760,
are sending an unmistakable message.
Colorado's Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder,
and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. The weight of a sinking economy and fears that the government might take over troubled banks are pushing the stock market to new recession lows. The Dow Industrial Average began trading 30 minutes ago at a six-year low. After a first half hour on Wall Street, it's down about 83 points. Strategist Art Hogan says investors are running for cover.
It means a lot of money is leaving equity markets and hiding in places like gold, which is flirting with $1,000 today.
On ABC's Good Morning America, former President Clinton said he believes President Obama should do more to reassure Americans that bad times won't last forever. A slower economy should take the heat off price increases, and that was the case from July through December. But a report out this morning shows that prices were up 0.3% in January. Economist David Weiss says the gas pump was the main culprit.
Energy prices have dropped for five consecutive months, and if you filled your car up recently, you've noticed that they're not quite as low as they were back in December.
Food was up only 0.1%, but shoppers say some foodstuffs are a lot more expensive.
I used to be able to buy a roll for 35 cents maybe about a year ago. Now it's 60 cents. So that's an incredible price increase.
And some shoppers have gripes about grapes.
I'm getting grapes right now, and whereas they used to be more like $1.99. per pound, there's $2.99 per pound now.
Economist Peter Morici.
We're all experiencing a little bit of inflation, and that's likely to continue. Given that our wages are not rising, we're all going to feel just a little bit poorer.
More than half the states have started using debit cards instead of checks to pay unemployment benefits. The banks that issue the cards can charge fees, and critics say that's not fair to laid-off workers. Andrew Stechner is a labor lawyer.
There's withdrawal fees, especially if you don't go to the bank's ATM. There usually are limits on how many withdrawals you can do per day or per week, and there also can be fees, checking your balance, etc.
It may seem counterintuitive, but British researchers say exposing children with peanut allergies to peanut flour could make sense. CBS's Steve Kathan has that.
The researchers started with four children who suffer severe peanut allergies and gave them small daily doses of peanut flour. Eventually, they built up a tolerance and now can safely eat at least 10 whole peanuts at a time. 18 other kids are now taking part. Other studies like this have triggered severe side effects. It's thought because the subjects were given too much too soon.
That's how the cookie crumbles, the Girl Scout cookie.
It's Girl Scout cookie time. Start the year off right.
The sour economy and the salmonella in peanut butter scare are among the reasons that cookie sales are down by double digits so far this year. Well, the FBI managed to find Texas billionaire R. Allen Stanford, but federal regulators say they're still trying to trace the $8 billion that Stanford allegedly took from people who bought CDs with overly attractive rates of return. This is CBS News.
So my little brother, who runs his own business, tells me, the holy grail in business is your customer's email. So I'm like, okay, but how can you, Mr. No Creative Bone in Your Body, do something snazzy like email marketing? And he goes, ConstantContact.com. You know, if I'd have known he'd be this successful, I totally would have given him the top bunk.
ConstantContact.com. Email marketing with tons of easy-to-use, professional-looking templates so you can be as creative as you want. Get a free 60-day trial and free live phone support at ConstantContact.com.
How to update your bathroom without money going down the drain. Step 1. Take a look at all the stylish faucets and fixtures at the Home Depot. Step 2. Take advantage of all the new lower prices you see. Step 3. Step back from your gorgeous bathroom and take it all in.
Updating your bathroom is easy with new lower prices on Kohler, Price, Pfister, and more. Learn how at our bath update workshops every Saturday in February at 1 p.m. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado grade school children may be exercising at least 2.5 hours a week if the state Senate gets its way. The bill would require schools to ensure kids get the time in PE classes or other physical activities led by teachers. Some schools are against the proposal, saying it interferes with local control. A sign of the dry times, this year's in-town snow playground won't happen. Denver Parks and Rec and Winter Park have canceled the Ruby Hill Rail Yard. January tied for the 10th driest January on record, less than 5 inches of snow. Denver's 5th annual Restaurant Week starts tomorrow. It's a great deal. Participating restaurants offer a special dinner for two for $52.80.
We started with only 84 restaurants and we're up to 225, so it's pretty amazing.
Jane Buck of Visit Denver says this year some of the restaurants have agreed to an extra week of Restaurant Week. More at DenverRestaurantWeek.com. And it was offensive to many, and now it's gone. South High School is getting rid of its Confederate soldier mascot, an image that's been part of the school since 1925. Students asked the DPS school board last night to approve the change. South High teams will still be called the Rebels, but their new mascot is a griffin, a mythical creature with the head of a lion and eagle's wings. Sports, bad news for Rockies fans.
I have made the decision to have surgery next week.
Exploratory surgery for Rockies lefty Jeff Francis. He's battled pain in his throwing shoulder since May. He was hoping rest would cure the pain, but he's probably out for the season. Avs are at Washington tonight, and the Nuggets are in Chicago. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker has your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Where we're looking at some delays on the turnpike, that due to a crash near Federal. Backups start right around Sheridan. That's as you're heading eastbound. No slowdowns heading west towards Boulder. There's also a wreck. This is on I-70 at Peoria. That one's being reported, but volume is pretty light there, so don't look for significant slowdowns. 225 getting crowded and slow after Parker Road, but on that southbound side, starting to look a lot better on that approach to Yosemite. Same deal on I-25 coming up on Broadway, making your way past Alameda towards 6th Avenue, where speeds are going to drop into the 20s and 30s. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Earning your career-focused bachelor's, master's, or doctorate degree can be an achievable reality with Colorado Technical University.
Jeep announces Employee Pricing Plus Plus. Now everyone gets our employee price, plus generous cash allowances on most 09 models. Plus, qualified buyers can get low APR financing through Chrysler Financial. Get to your local Jeep dealer today.
New York style sub at Deli Zone. Hey, I'm walking here. To find the location near you, visit DeliZone.net.
I really want to compliment you.
I want to compliment you.
I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Look for it to be breezy today at a high of 52. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Let me give you an update about something. Unlike some talk show hosts who will advance stories that are wrong and then never turn around and retract them or tell the truth. And one of the and the one I'm talking about is the is that Obama went to a madrasa story, which turned out not to be true. Yet nobody ever said that they were sorry, and nobody ever went into it. The John Gibson comment, the thing we've been playing this morning, has been doctored and is not authentic. John Gibson did not compare Eric Holder to the monkey with the bright blue scrotum. This is according to a Huffington Post. The Huffington Post has learned that the below video has been doctored. We regret the error and apologize to Mr. Gibson. John Gibson never compared Eric Holder to a monkey with a bright blue scrotum. Rather, as seen in the unedited video, Gibson played audio of Holder saying, "Nation of cowards," so his full unedited remarks were different. Here's the unedited, undoctored part of Gibson.
"Monkey to be, you know, safe. I'm an animal lover, so let's hope that he doesn't get hurt. All right, I'm going to go back up to Trace now, standing by with John Gibson. Take it away, Trace."
She just gave it to us. Julie, I mean, we were just talking about the bright blue scrotum that we heard twice up here, and even the radio. John's like, "I can't even say that on the radio, for crying out loud. Bright blue scrotum, a monkey in the woods."
Anyway. We're talking about Eric Holder today on the radio and his comment that this is a
nation of cowards.
Nation of cowards. And we've been getting...
All right, so there it is. He was talking about Eric Holder. So I apologize for that. So does the Huffington
Post. We didn't doctor it.
No, we didn't doctor it. Anybody who thinks we did, you're nuts. We didn't doctor it. We're not sophisticated enough to pull that off here. Actually, we could do it in the back of a production studio someplace, but we can't do it while we're on the air. And we didn't do that. We wouldn't do it because we don't need to. And like I said, unlike some talk show hosts, Senator Pius, who spread these stories about, Barack Obama went to worshipped at a madrasa, and then they don't like own up to the fact that it's not true, or that Acorn is going to get money out of the stimulus package, or that the field mouse thing is real, and that that whole shtick. I mean, that whole field mouse thing, which turns out to be not true. Dick Wadhams can't own up to the fact that he lied and made a terrible blunder. Well, look, we don't lie intentionally here. I get my facts wrong a lot of some of the time. But I don't lie, and I'm not going to lie. I don't need to. I don't care enough about business to stick my credibility on the line. Or, better yet, you know what? Here's a better way to look at it. I care more about you, so I wouldn't feed you something that isn't true. Okay? So I hope you'll take that apology. It's open phones, 303-713-7600, and anything you want to talk about goes. By the way, the Deli Zone, they brought us some food this morning. Let me see if I can eat this.
I had to make it pretty simple for you.
Aha! Roast beef and turkey.
Doesn't that smell good?
Yeah, am I allowed to eat this on the air? I don't care. Oh, that's good. Now, we're on your diet soda, it'd be even better. And it's all diet, too. But they have great food. What do you got, Turk?
I got a breakfast sandwich called the Hell's Kitchen, I think is what it's called. And it's like, got some spicy stuff in it, eggs, provolone. I haven't had a bite yet, but it looks and smells awesome.
Okay, so, here's the deal. Go to the Deli Zone. Find one near you. Scarf.
It's got pastrami and provolone.
Oh, that sounds great.
Oh.
Bring me some of that.
It's got bread wrapped around it, though, Jay.
Oh, sorry. Oh, well. All right, let's go to Art in Aurora. Art, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi, Art.
Two words, Jay. Accountability and legitimacy. First, who's going to be held accountable for this comic strip? Probably no one. And the thing about legitimacy is, they're still trying to attack Obama on his presidency and how legitimate it is. And then They just can't get over the fact that they still lost the election. No, we need to get them a baby rattle and one of those baby foolers that says, you know, suck on this.
Well, you know, the thing is, what they ought to do is, look, they have a right to have criticism. They have a right to have discussion. They have a right to bring up things that they don't particularly care for in the stimulus package or anything else that Barack Obama, President Obama, is doing. They have the right to do that. And they should take advantage of that right. And nobody should censor them or shut them up or condone them for making those comments, but what you can, or, you know, stating their views. But what you can do is you can counter those views. And both sides can get into a rational, civil discussion about what they think is wrong. Now, when you cross over the line and you do this kind of thing like the New York Post cartoon, then you're moving into an area that has nothing to do with any kind of discussion. Or the Sean Reimer audio, which we played, where he's doing that really bad German accent, too. That's moving into an area that doesn't advance anything. And whether you're on the right or you're on the left, it doesn't make any difference where you stand politically. This kind of stuff, man, is not right, because it's not going to – look, we're in trouble here in this country, and we can turn it around because we have the brain power and the will. We just have to stick together and make this happen.
Yeah, you know, the thing about their economics, and they still can't figure this out, their economic plan, what they did the last 8 years, they created more have-nots than haves, and they just don't understand that their trickle-down economics boo-hoo is, you know what?
Well, it doesn't work. But that doesn't mean that they don't have the right to try to address that agenda. You know, but we have the right to say to them, look, that doesn't work, and here's why. And, you know, stop. I mean, it appears to me, and I would love to, you know, talk to John Boehner or, Doug Lamborn or somebody. I'd love to ask them, well, if tax cuts work, how come the majority of economists believe that stimulation of the economy, not trickle down, works better?
You know, the thing that they can't figure out is that they're like a spoiled, rotten little kid. And you need to treat the Republican Party like a rotten, spoiled little kid. Because let me ask you this. Do you think, if you ask John McCain now, how do you think he would spin that and saying, well, we're all about being bipartisan? How does that comic strip lend itself to that? Being that all that does is create racism, anger.
Well, it creates division.
Yeah, is that bipartisan? No.
No, and it doesn't help. But you know what? Cooler heads. And you know, that appear, you know, that old statement about appealing to your angels of better nature indicates that we should knock this stuff off. Art, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Thanks.
Okay. Here's Jim. Oh, Jim went away. Go ahead. So he had some good points. Jim. Let's go to okay. Let me see. I'm having a confusion here with the – okay, let me go to Pete. Pete, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
How's it going? I don't mean to move 90 degrees off topic.
No, it's open phones. You can talk about anything you want to talk about.
Okay. Well, I was wondering about the war and if anybody is still or trying to obstruct Obama's agenda in terms of moving out of Iraq as fast and as prudent as possible. I mean, are the actions not showing that, or are they still building bases there, you know, for long-term activity? Or, you know, has the Defense Department kind of, are they towing the line more now?
Well, he is moving troops into Afghanistan, and Iraq has taken kind of a back seat. But it's taken a back seat because you've got problems in this country that are so overwhelming that you're going to have to straighten out things here domestically first. He said he was going to get us out of Iraq. He's only in, what, the third week
Right, and I realize
the fourth week. I mean, and so he's got this, you know, he's got this stimulus thing, and he's got the economy weighing heavily on him. So, and by the way, so does Congress have it weighing on them. But I think he'll follow through in the end with his promise. And if he doesn't follow through with it, then you know what? He's got every right to get criticized for it, including you and I criticizing him.
Yeah, I mean, I know the economic situation is the top thing, but you know, we still have people out there that are getting killed and are in harm's way, and we should be pushing as much as possible to get them on the right mission.
Well, I would agree 100% with that. And like I just said, I mean, if he doesn't fulfill what he promised, then we should not give him a pass. You know, actually, really, when you think about it, we shouldn't give him a pass on anything. If there's anything going on that you know that we don't like, that we don't agree with, then what we need to do is we need to raise our hands and say, wait a minute, this isn't cool. We don't particularly care for this.
And the great thing is with him, I think he would take it in the right way. You know,
I think he would own it. I think he would own it where previous presidents haven't owned it.
Correct. You know, right on the mark. So I just want to say hi, and you do a great show, and keep thinking about the fighting forces, because nothing's changed for them. You know, they're still, you know, doing their best not to get killed.
I hear you. Well, we'll see what the commander-in-chief does, and like I said, if he doesn't do it, then you and I are going to give him hell. That's all I can say.
Amen, brother.
All right, Pete, take care, man. Thanks. Great call. Good points on his part. 8:19, 19 minutes after 8 here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Turk with points on his side.
Well, just like yesterday, man, got a big problem out on the turnpike. A big crash eastbound 36 at Federal. Six cars involved in this one, blocking the right-hand shoulder, partially the right lane. Seeing really heavy jams from Sheridan all the way to Federal there. Also got a crash in Denver and eastbound I-70 near Peoria. That one not causing as many delays. But if you're heading into Denver from Boulder, we do have a nasty situation for you. Rest of the drive really starting to shape up for us. Northbound 225 going to be busy from around the spillway up to Iliff. Southbound side is starting to improve. Speeds back into the 50s there as you're approaching the tech center. Your forecast, mostly sunny and breezy. Highs.
Hey, this is Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. The solar electric systems installed by Independent Power Systems in 2008 alone prevented 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere. Did you know that's the equivalent of planting more than 12,000 trees? Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems.
Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 and online at solarips.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Scott from SolSource. I've got some good news and bad news. The bad news is the rebates from your local utility are going down. The good news, the federal tax credit has been extended. You can get a 30% tax credit for your home and business when you install a solar electric system. And here's more good news. The state is working on even more incentives for the other renewable energy systems that SolSource provides, like solar hot water and wind. Call SolSource today at 303-297-1874 or find us on the web at SolSourceInc.com.
Ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code ONLINE to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset, too. Remember that code, ONLINE. To qualify for the free VoIP headset, WebEx, now part of Cisco, used by over 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code ONLINE. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Technologies, and once again, they've done 65,000 procedures, and the price starts at $499 per eye. So give them a call. 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001.
Dear Mom and Dad, well, the Army has finally seen fit to give me some time off, so I'm writing to tell you that I'm doing fine over here. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Hunting down that hard-to-find part for an out-of-the-ordinary car can be quite a time-consuming chore. Unless, of course, you just go around the corner to your local Napa Auto Parts store, where we have over 310,000 parts, all of them made to fit and perform just like the original. Yeah, there are people who say it's the journey and not the destination, but those people have never tried to find an alternator for an 82 Fiat on a Saturday. Go to NapaOnline.com for the location nearest you. Napa, get the good stuff.
Hispanic host, a guy named Marios.
Marios Solis Marich.
Did he call me Marios? Has this nerd never heard of the First Amendment?
Can you imagine getting called a nerd by Rush Limbaugh?
It's really bad.
To get called a nerd by a nerd.
Marios Solis Marich.
You have to learn how to pronounce my name.
Afternoons at 4.
We have standards in this country, you freaking big nerd! We have standards in this country.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I thought he was sober.
Hey, 23 minutes after the hour. Freezing. High today, 52. Jay Marvin along with you. Boy, I'm getting in the mood now. John's going to cringe. I'm getting in the mood now. You know what I'm getting in the mood.
Why am I going to cringe? Nah, I like it when you get in the mood.
Getting in the mood. Got to have that Night Train by James Brown, man. Got to have it.
Oh, that mood. Never mind.
Got to have that or Twist and Shout by the Beatles. Or It's All Over Now by the Stones.
Yeah, it was a Good Friday until you had to bring
all
that
right,
stuff up.
All right, well, compromise. What about Little Red Rooster?
I can do that. And I can do like some James Brown with Payback, but Night Train?
Bow, come on. Put that Little Red Rooster on. We'll go to calls, but I just want to hear just a little bit of this because it's just so good. It's so Stones. You got to like this. Did you see why the people were shocked by the Rolling Stones?
I am the little red rooster.
I mean, this song obviously has sexual overtones. I thought it was something I would hear in Ag 101.
Keep everything in the farmyard.
Yeah, keep everything in the farmyard.
Upset
in every way.
The dogs begin to bark. Hounds begin to howl.
I'm not a drinking man, but boy, this kind of music will make you hit the bottle.
Dogs begin to bark.
This is the kind of music that makes you want to run around on Colfax with a loaded 45, swinging it back and forth. I don't recommend you do that.
Watch how strange can be. Little red roosters on the prowl.
Yeah.
Well, we love rock and roll legends here, Jay. You know, tickets go on sale tomorrow for Clapton and Wynwood.
Oh, that's going to be hot.
It's June 21st at Pepsi Center. Man, I'm so broke, I can't afford tickets.
No, me neither.
Can somebody buy me a pair of tickets? Let me pay them back in about in June.
Yeah, somebody buy me a pair of tickets. Let me pay them back in about November of next year. If you see my little red rooster. All right. You know, we got to play some Eric Clapton, too, this morning. What's your favorite Eric Clapton song?
You know, I don't know, man. I like the early. My favorite Clapton is the early stuff. Like Blind Faith is some of my favorite Clapton and Wynwood there is.
How about Layla by Derek and the Dominoes? You know why
I'm a big Layla fan.
You know why I like that song? I'll tell you why I like that song. Because you've heard of Wolfman Jack, haven't
you? Yeah.
Okay. That was the first white record that Wolfman Jack ever played on XCRB.
Really? That's interesting.
Everything else was rhythm and blues or black gospel.
Yeah, that's just one of those songs that has burned out on me over the years. Kind of like Twist and Shout. I love Eric Clapton, but hate that song. We could probably do an hour on that. Layla, love it or hate it.
Hate it. Yeah, we could. Wish we could play some Mahalia Jackson. We don't even have any of that. That's shallow. All right, let's get back on the phones. Here's Jim in Arvada. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hey, I just having trouble with hearing so many sound bites from the right on the news and on the radio that it's frustrating. Like this morning I was watching Channel 2 News, and they had in Denver. And the guy, they showed a Republican standing up with the House, the bill that they're talking about for the housing, the help. And he's going, why should my neighbor get help and I don't get help? And it's like the caller, you had a couple callers ago said that they're whiners, and that's what they're doing. And then you don't hear anything on the other side. Either the Democrats aren't standing up and saying, hey, you know, do your part. Yeah, because, like, I feel like I bought my house. Yes, it might not be worth what I paid for it, but I can make the payments, and I'm not going to try to get money. That's what Obama asked. He said, help. He said, you know, do what you can to help your country, not, you know, again, like, not what your country can do for you. And it's just not right. So is there nobody in the Democratic side standing up and rebutting this, or are they just not showing it on TV?
I think there are people on the Democratic side that are rebutting it. I think that there's been a lot of arguments put forward as to why that's a flawed argument, that it doesn't meet up with reality, which is that if your neighbor's house is foreclosed, or if there are foreclosures on, you know, houses in your neighborhood, what it does is it drives the price of your house and your neighbor's house down.
Exactly.
So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about not taking people who have worked hard all of their lives and seeing their property values go down. Plus, on top of that, we're talking about people who may have gotten into predatory loans because they didn't understand what they were doing.
Right.
And I know there are people who say to me, well, listen, you know, you should understand, you should know this, you should know that before you sign it.
Oh, no, I'm an agent, and I know that a real estate agent, and there's five people involved in every one of those things.
That's right.
And if the realtor's sitting there saying, oh, you can refinance in 2 years, and the lender's going, oh, we'll qualify you for this, no problem, you know, that's three people right there. It wasn't just the homeowner. So, you know, I agree with you there. And like I said,
if you're a realtor, explain to people how much paperwork there is involved in this.
Oh, man, it's unbelievable. An average deal is 700 pages. I mean, 700 pages of paper. And we're trying to do paperless on a lot of our stuff now, but it's unbelievable what's involved. So you've got the lender, you've got the, and then if you watch that special on TV about the House of Cards, it was awesome because Wall Street was the one sitting there saying, send us all these mortgages you can possibly send us, you know, bundle them all together. We're selling them overseas. Well, so Wall Street's greed was in on it too. So you had the Wall Street, you had the lender, you had the broker who brokered the loan, you had the real estate agent and the homeowner. Everybody was somewhat at fault somewhere in there, but you can't blame it just on the homeowner. So what I'm saying is that I'm doing okay. I'm not going to ask for help. My house might not be worth anything, but if we all get together and say, hey, help the guys who are having trouble because my house will go up in value. If we get rid of the foreclosures, and these guys are whining. They're just whining.
Well, you know, you're right. I mean, if we push up and we try to help those who legitimately need help,
mm-hmm.
all we're going to do in the end is we're going to turn this thing around and we're going to enrich everybody,
exactly.
Not to the point where they're all going to be millionaires, but just think about this. You put people back in their homes, you renegotiate their loans, then they have extra spendable income. Maybe not a lot, but they've got some that they can use. So then what they're doing is they're putting that income back into the community, which stimulates the community. And this is the way to get the country back on the right track, is to do it from the bottom up, not the top down, and not use these tax cuts and not stand up and make these absurd statements of like, well, they're bailing these people out. I want to bail out too.
Yeah, it's like no, don't say that. It's like support it. You know, you have to get up, you have to stand up and say, support it. Help your neighbor. I don't care if I don't need help. If you don't need help, you know, be quiet. Quit whining. Because if everybody gets the help, you're going to benefit from it. So it's.
I don't know. Do you think we're a country that can't make sacrifices?
I think so. I mean, that's what people. Well, I shouldn't say everybody, because I think we made a big change this year. You know, putting Obama in. We were all. I was out there, you know, knocking on doors, and my wife was calling on the phone, and we were working for him. I mean, we had some stake in this. And I think he's on the right. At least he's doing something. I mean, he came in, and in the first 100 days, he's doing something. You know, everybody might not agree with it, but, like, let's let it pan out. Don't sit there and fight it. And the Republicans are just fighting it, no matter what they say.
Well, the problem is they're fighting it, but they don't have any alternative plan.
Right, no.
That's the problem.
I've been listening to you, and I'm 100% on you with that, too, because they don't come up and say, here's what you should do. They're just sitting there going, don't do this, don't do that.
Yeah, that's what they're up to. Hey, Jim, thank you, man.
Hey, no problem, thanks.
All right. Let's go to Steve in Highlands Ranch. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing today?
Well, thank you for finally adding me to your Facebook.
You're welcome. And thanks for letting me know that you were reading Karl Marx the other night. I appreciate that.
I was just pulling your leg.
You know, I was actually going to go find 50 links on Reagan and send them back to you, but I thought, nah.
Well, why don't you go ahead and do it? It's okay. I'm not, you know, programmed not to receive. You can go ahead and do it.
I understand.
People have sent me a lot worse, you know.
Oh, I can imagine.
No, seriously. Seriously, if you got something to send, send it to me.
All right. Actually, that last caller brought up some interesting issues that I'd like to address. But I was going to start with the comic strip in the New York Post. When I first saw it, before I heard any commentary on it, I just thought of the monkey that went crazy last week and, you know, attacked that lady. I didn't think of Barack Obama. And now that the whole issue has come up, I'm telling you, Jay, that we're never going to move forward as a country until we get past that stuff as well. Because you know what? We empower people.
Hey, Steve, I got to interrupt you. I got to talk to somebody really important. Call me back, okay?
You got it.
Oh, there's no chair over there, John. Thanks, Steve. There's no chair over there. Oh, we got a chair now. Boy, I don't even know what to say to how to introduce you. Pull that mic towards you.
I got it.
Legendary Delbert McClinton. Boy, is it good to meet you.
Well, it's good to meet you. How you doing?
From Texas.
Yeah.
I worked all over the state of Texas.
Really?
Oh, sure. Started in Del Rio, man.
Oh, wait.
Can you believe that? All right, here's something I've always heard. I always wanted to ask you this question, if it's true or false. And it might just be a
Let me guess.
Might be an urban. Okay, go ahead. What is it?
No, you go ahead.
Because you know what I'm going to ask you.
Probably.
Okay, did you teach Paul McCartney how to play the harmonica?
No, it was John Lennon.
Okay, so it was Beatle, but I got the wrong one, right?
Well, I didn't teach him to play. He was already playing some, but I was over there in 61, 62. With Bruce Chanel when Hey Baby was a big hit, because I played harmonica on Hey Baby. And we hung out a little bit, you know. He wanted to know how I played Hey Baby. He thought I played it on a chromatic harmonica. I showed him I didn't, yada, yada. Anyway, somewhere along the line, you know, after he mentioned that he was influenced by the harmonica on Hey Baby, it went from there to being chiseled in stone that I taught him everything he knew, which is... You know, romanticized a great deal, but I was there and we did hang out, and obviously he was impressed a bit.
Isn't that interesting that he was into Hey Baby by Bruce Chanel? Now, isn't Bruce Chanel also from Texas?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I thought, but I never was sure about that. Do you know what part of Texas he was from?
Yeah, he was from Colleyville, right outside of Dallas.
Now, how did you hook up with him?
On a session. Now, there was a guy in Fort Worth that used to record everybody he could get into the studio. And one night he was bringing Bruce in, and he would call me, and I'd get a few guys together to come in and do something. And so this night it was Bruce Chanel, and we cut four songs. Hey Baby was one of them. And it was a worldwide.
It was a monster smash. Yeah. Okay, so then it becomes a monster smash. So then what do you think to yourself?
Well, you know, it was good. I didn't get to participate in a whole lot of that other than going to England with him. You know, Bruce had his own band. And But, you know, I did go to England with him when he was over there. We were over there for 6 weeks in the British Isles.
Oh. How'd you feel when you first heard that on the radio?
Well, it felt good. Would have felt better if it had been one of mine.
But still, how many people get that thrill of hearing what has to be one of the most, if you're a student of rock and roll, it has to be one of the most prominent harmonica solos or harmonica riffs or whatever you want to call it. I mean, that alone, I mean, that, anybody who's a student of rock and roll knows what that is.
Pretty much. It's one of those things you hear if you know a first note and you know what it is. You know, those are the best kind, the ones that have an intro of whatever instrument that's you know, you can hear that and say, yeah, I know what that is.
Yeah, because I have never met anybody, well, our age, anybody who, you know, who are around, who are like that kind of stuff. I've never run into anybody who didn't know what that was.
Huh.
Now, you've played with a ton of people. Name off some of the people that you've played with, as well as your own, you know, solo career, too.
Well, I don't know. I've had the opportunity to work with a lot of people. Of course, Bonnie Raitt, I had the good fortune to get to do a duet with her on one of her songs. We won a Grammy for it together.
Wow.
I worked with, in the early days, and I worked with a lot of blues guys, Jimmy Reed, Howlin' Wolf.
Oh, okay, stop. Chester Burnett. Chester Burnett. I saw him live one time. I wish we had some Howlin' Wolf here. The way he used to sing and that whole thing. What kind of guy was he? What kind of guy was Howlin' Wolf?
He was pretty gruff kind of guy, you know, kind of rough around the edges. But he's a good guy, you know. He just loved doing what he did, and I got to participate in a bit of it.
Was that with Chess Records?
Well, we backed him up live, me and my band, two or three times.
Oh, man. What would you like to say you stood on stage with Howlin' Wolf?
And Willie Dixon.
Oh, yeah, I've seen him live, too.
Yeah.
He wrote Spoonful.
Absolutely. And everything else that was ever a blues hit.
Delbert, how long have you been on the road?
Oh, man, I've been on the road since about 61, 62.
And when you were in high school, and when you were in grade school, did you know then this is what you were going to end up doing? Did you know you were going to end up in this situation, becoming a legend and backing up some of these people and being involved in music? Or was this something, I mean, how did all this start?
Well, it started because I couldn't help it, you know. I've ever since I was a little kid, I've been singing. And when I got to be big enough to play beer joints, well, I took it in there. And I've just been doing it ever since, you know, every which way conceivable. And it's still good.
How many Americans can say that? It's still good. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Lubbock, Texas.
Oh, man, I worked in Lubbock once at KLLL.
I'm sorry.
No, you know what? I like Lubbock, Texas.
Oh, no, I do too. Well, you know, Lubbock.
Buddy Holly.
Yeah. Joe Ely.
Joe Ely, that's right.
And I don't know.
Do you do any sessions in Clovis, New Mexico?
I didn't do any sessions there, no. But I almost did, or I tried to back in the early 60s, but it never happened.
Did you ever meet Buddy Holly?
I never met Buddy Holly. My older brother went to school with him. But that's about as close as I got to that. I never met him.
Well, you met John Lennon, so. That's enough. You're going to be tomorrow night at the Gothic Theater in Inglewood, so good tickets are still available, and anybody who wants to go, it's tomorrow night at the Gothic Theater in Inglewood. And when you're done here, and it's on, the link's on our website, too, at am760.net, and when you're done here, where are you going next?
You mean when I'm done immediately right here?
No, not immediately right here. No, I'm talking about the Gothic.
Well, we're going home for a few days. We just got through recording a new album, CD, whatever you want to call it, last week. And,
oh, great.
And I've got to go out to L.A. and work on that some.
When's that going to be out?
Hopefully about May.
That sounds, boy, that's great. Where do you call home? I don't want you to give out your address. No, I just want to know where you live.
I live in Nashville. I've been living in Nashville for about 20 years.
You like it there?
I do like it there because it's a real good town for songwriters. And there's state-of-the-art studios on every corner. There's not a church.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, I got to tell you one last thing here. Once you've been in Texas, and once you're a Texan, you're always a Texan no matter where you live.
Well, that's right. That's right.
And also, you can go to Delbert's website at Delbert.com. Boy, what a pleasure to meet you. Now we got to find Bruce Chanel and Hey Baby and play that. Are you playing that tomorrow night?
No, we're not playing
that. Oh, come on, man.
It's kind of hard to play harp and sing at the same time, man. It's, you know, I hadn't worked that out yet.
Well, coming out of you, I'm shocked. Delbert, thanks a bunch, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you bet anytime.
All right, brother.
Oh, boy. Here's one of the all-time greats. Delbert McClinton, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I got to add him to the list of all the other cool people I've met. See, I don't do this for money. I just do it to meet cool people. Yeah. Delbert, thank you, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's just amazing to meet Delbert McClinton like that. Now we got to have Turk dig up Hey Baby by Bruce Chanel. If you're not familiar with the song, so you can hear like the very beginning and the harmonica solo on that, which that song was a worldwide smash. And I can't imagine what it'd be like to do something like that and then hear yourself back doing the song. Just unbelievable. I use that term unbelievable a lot. And you know what? That's one of the cool things about this job, is that you get to meet a lot of people. When you start thinking to yourself, well, you know, really, I could have been a librarian, I could have done this, I could have done that. Very few people can say that they ever met Delbert McClinton personally and talked to him. Unless you go to one of his shows, I guess you can walk up and talk to him. But for me, that's a pretty big thing. Having worked in Lubbock, Amarillo, Del Rio, El Paso, and there's just that Texas legend kind of thing going on. And the people who are from Texas, you live in Texas long enough, you grow up in Texas, it leaves something on your heart. I don't know how to explain that, but it does. I still long for the Rio Grande day. I still long for the Rio Grande. I even know how to say the call letters of my first radio station in Spanish. KWUMSE. See? You like that?
It's pretty good.
X RF. All right.
Excuse me because I'm out of breath. I had to run back downstairs to 3.
I know. We're terribly late now, aren't we?
We're going to do a couple breaks here.
But was that worth, was that worth it?
Yeah, I heard he was down in the cafeteria, so I was like, I got to go find him. And found him.
Yeah. That was definitely worth it.
Forgive me for being out of breath.
Sorry, we forgive you.
It's a smoker in me.
Knock that off. All right, what's the traffic look like?
Take a look at traffic. They did clear up that accident eastbound Turnpike at Federal, but still seeing a lot of traffic there moving from Sheridan onto Denver. Also, our most recent crash westbound Hamden at Holly. This is just west of I-25 there in the tech center. That's going to create some problems. Rest of the drive really starting to shape up for us. Your forecast, a lot like yesterday, sunny to start, breezy and mild, a high of 52. Right now, 40 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's time to stop dreaming and start living. Mile High Harley-Davidson of Aurora and Parker has a huge selection of new and used motorcycles, great financing.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center's Cox Lisle Boxing Program is hosting the Boxing on the Bayou Tournament. The boxing program is aimed at serving kids ages 6 to 18 and is designed to enhance the lives of at-risk youth in the Denver area by teaching personal life skills while undergoing the rigorous physical and mental training of boxing. With 25 to 30 bouts scheduled, this Cajun-themed family event will be held at the Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center, located at 29th and High Streets, Saturday, February 28th at 2 p.m. Tickets are $10 for adults and $5 for kids and will be available at the door. All proceeds will go directly to the boxing program. The the Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center is a major support system for families in the metro area. But without your help, these support systems don't exist. If you'd like more information, call 303-295-2107. That's 303-295-2107. The Salvation Army Red Shield, doing the most good.
You're a man over 60 who feels like your energy levels and sex drive are dropping a little each year and are interested in improving your health, call the Division of Geriatric Medicine at the University of Colorado Health and Science Center to learn about a new study. They're recruiting healthy men 60 years and older to participate in a study on the effects of male hormone treatments and strength training on overall health and function. As men age, their body produces less testosterone. This can lead to decreased energy levels, reduced sex drive, the loss of vital muscle and strength, increased fat, and decreased memory. These changes can be detrimental to your overall health and quality of life. Benefits of involvement in this study include free laboratory tests, physical examinations, fitness and strength testing, study drug, an individually personalized and supervised exercise program, and financial compensation. If you or someone you know is interested or would like more information about this study, please contact Beth at 720-848-6399. Don't miss this opportunity to improve your health and energy levels. Call today, 720-848-6399.
1-895. Again, space is limited, so call 877-214-1895. Remember, 877-214-1895. That's 877-214-1895. Call now. Register now and tell them that Esteban Julio Ricardo Montoya de Rosa Ramirez sent you.
Oh, try Deli Zone today and enjoy a regular size New York style sub for $4.99. For fresh, delicious New York style sandwiches you'll crave, it's Deli Zone. Find a Deli Zone near you at DeliZone.net.
Why are more Colorado families and businesses choosing Simple Solar? The answer is simple. After a decade of designing, installing, and financing solar solutions for hundreds of customers, we make it all simple and easy for you. Call 303-541-9852 and visit the website simplesolar.com. Mention this ad to qualify for a free solar monitoring system and learn how easy it is to save money and the planet. The choice is simple. SimpleSolar.com.
Come January, when it's cold outside, me and my baby,
Delbert, tomorrow night,
we do all right.
No leaves, in Englewood. 8:49, 49 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk, Friday. J. Marvin, open phone, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Eric in Arvada. Eric, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, man.
Who's fooling who? That's an old one.
Yeah.
Shotgun Rider.
Yeah, you know what? We got to get Turk to dig up Hey Baby by Bruce Chanel. We got to see if we got it, and we got to play it.
That works for me, buddy.
Yeah, me too.
The reason I called, first of all, Jim from Arvada, what a great call. I mean, he's dead on.
Yeah, I think he is, too.
The real estate agent?
Right.
I wish I knew that guy. But, you know, my thought is that I just think there's a tremendous amount of anger in the white conservative or pseudo-conservative community over President Obama's election, the whole thing, the way the whole thing went down.
Yeah, I gotta exempt Steve from Highlands Ranch from that because I don't think he's angry. I think he just philosophically disagrees with probably me and you and a lot of listeners to this radio station. But he's loyal to the station and he does call, and you got to give him kudos for that.
Okay, I know Caldera, those Kaplis, Newman, Rima, Boyles, all Rosen, all those guys are tapping into this denial and anger, and they're making money on it. But I think as far as making sacrifices, turning the country around, we can do it. We just have to relearn it. I think, you know, Reagan taught America how to take themselves first, me first. And it's just a matter of getting back to being real Americans again and realizing that we all have to put our two cents in. The rising tide lifts all boats. We're all in this together. The whining, the crying, the sniveling, the what's in it for me business, right now, in my opinion, that has to be put to the side.
Yep. Well, you know what? Great call. I mean, just hit the nail right on the head, man. I mean, you just got it. You're dead on as usual. Eric, thank you, man. I appreciate, I always say that of everybody. No, I should have brought that up to Delbert McClinton. Yeah, I'm working in Texas. I'm stuck with that. I appreciate it.
You know? I can't believe you got him on.
I listen, I can't either, to be honest with you.
That was unbelievable.
But why, we can thank John Turk for it. He did it.
Yeah.
He went down there and cornered him and said, oh, you got to be on the show.
Good for him.
So that's a Turk move right there.
Good on him, buddy.
All right, Eric, thanks.
See ya.
Okay, you got Hey Baby by Bruce Chanel standing by?
I do. I'll have it ready for you on the other side of this break. Cliffhanger.
All right. Traffic.
All right, Jay. Traffic's looking pretty good on the highway systems around Denver and Boulder after an earlier accident on the eastbound side of 36 there at Federal. That's been cleaned up for about 20, maybe 30 minutes, but still seeing some heavy volumes coming down from Sheridan past the side of that crash there at Federal. On Hamden, just a little bit west of I-25 at Holly. Rest of the drive looking really good for us. Normal jams on southbound I-25 there at Park Avenue and on southbound 225 at Yosemite, but we're used to seeing that. We do have some construction out there as well on University at Arapahoe, University at County Line, and Parker Road at Lewiston. That's basically by Arapahoe Road. And finally in Golden, where'd it go? Highway 58 at Washington Avenue. Your forecast, a lot like yesterday, sunny to start, breezy and mild with a high of 52. Clouds this afternoon. Small chance for flurries late this evening. Current downtown temperature is 41 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Shake off the winter blues with hot pink, lemon yellow, or deep sea turquoise towels from Walmart. Mainstays bath towels are...
Right now, are seeing an annual return on investment of between 5 and 6%. How are your investments doing these days? Hi, this is Jeff Scott of SolSource. We've been doing solar for more than a decade. Solar heating, solar hot water, wind systems, and solar electric systems that will spin your meter backwards. That means you're saving money on your energy bills right away. The average system saves people up to $100 per month. At SolSource, we can show you how to be green and save green at the same time. Call SolSource today to find out how. 303-297-1874 or SolSourceInc.com.
Smartphones, hybrid cars, fuel cells.
5 years ago, today's technologies, today's trends, sounded like a foreign language.
Blogging.
So what about tomorrow?
Microloans, carbon credits.
In a world changing at warp speed, will you be ready for a career that hasn't even been invented yet?
Business ethics analyst, notionologist, global data miner.
Well, now the future has a compass, the Daniels Compass. The bold new curriculum of a University of Denver Daniels College of Business graduate degree that gives you the mobile skills to chart your course for the future. Any future.
EcoCities. Nanobiotechnology.
Ranked among the best by both Business Week and the Wall Street Journal, Daniels is your key to a better career, a better life.
Season opera tickets. Skiing on a Tuesday.
Call Shannon Banks at 303-871-3200 to get started in March or September.
Reinventing yourself. Smelling the roses.
Daniels College of Business. It's future-proof. Call 303-871-3200.
The economy doesn't need to affect your business's prosperity. Just maintain your current output while cutting back on fixed costs. Sound impossible? Then you haven't heard of 10 Till 2. 10 Till 2 is the cutting-edge staffing company that specializes in providing businesses just like yours with experienced college-educated part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's TENTILTWO.com. 10 till 2. The time is now.
For $1 million, name things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Okay, the judges will accept that. We need three more.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
That's one. Name other things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
We're running out of time. Maybe something that says ribbit?
GoGreenFurnace.com?
Seriously?
Sure, there are other green things, but the planet's friendliest heating and cooling systems are at GoGreenFurnace.com.
Best of the best. So I think I've gotten my message across pretty good there. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Go out there and see Spanky Herrera or any of the folks at Rocky's Autos. They're right there at 63rd and Federal.
Is the stress of credit card debt eating you up inside? This is one announcement credit card companies hope you never hear. There are secret programs that can help you settle what you owe for 40 to 60% less than you do now. Meet Kevin Watts, one of the owners of Homefront Financial Group.
Well, an average client of ours has about $25,000 to $30,000 of unsecured debt, and they're either 0 to 4 months behind on their credit card payments, and they just can't take it anymore. They can't take the harassing phone calls. They're just beat down to the point where they need somebody to help, and that's when they call us.
Credit card companies don't want you to find out about this program, but Homefront Financial wants to let you know all about it for free.
Depending on the state of the client's financial affairs, we can settle their debts between 40 and 60%.
Call for your free information and consultation now. Call 800-660-8570. That's 800-660-8570.
It's such a pleasure to help people.
Call 800-660-8570. That's 800-660-8570.
Governor McClinton, doing Bruce Chanel. Yeah, right on. Coming up, we just had to hear some Bruce Chanel because Delbert McClinton plays the lead harmonica on this show, on this record, and we had Delbert McClinton on before anybody else. Yeah, that's right. This little mono radio station plays better music than the FMs. Hit it. All right, just go take us home, and then we'll be back on the other side before your call. So hang on. If you be my girl.
Wondering what happened to Randy Rhoads? She left a note for you on AM760.net. Read it now, then vote on what we should do next.
Oh, for Pete's sake!
On AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
For fresh, delicious, New York-style sandwiches you'll crave, it's Deli Zone. Come in today and get a New York-style sub for only $4.99. For a slice of New York in your backyard, find a Deli Zone near you at DeliZone.net.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? Would you like to double your sales or even triple them? Sound too good to be true? Not anymore. Try Sales Genie and get 100 sales leads free. Sales Genie will give you the most up-to-date sales leads and mailing lists so you can find the right prospects and grow your sales. Call now and get 100 leads free. 1-800-500-5714. 100 leads free just for calling 1-800-500-5714. 1-800-500-5714.
Hi, this is Joe Greenberg, $99 Rooter.
And this is Peter Scheinberg with Mr. Dino's Bathrooms.
And we're the Home Pros.
Join us this Saturday morning from 9 to 9:30 as we talk about home repair and remodeling.
We'll answer your questions and offer you expert advice.
We'll see you Saturday.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. Now on your iPhone and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. A jump in consumer prices, the biggest since July. The Labor Department says the 3/10 hike last month was fueled by higher energy prices. University of Maryland economist Peter Morici says the rate of inflation is running at about the pace he expects will continue.
Natural gas in the home, electricity and so forth were down. Medical care is up again, but a lot of other stuff is more or less flat. And so that's good news.
And economist David Wee says there is no specter of deflation.
I don't think you're really seeing deflation. What we saw was prices flat for a year, but if you take out food and energy, they were up 1.7%, which is really about where the Fed wants to keep them.
Well, yesterday's Wall Street sell-off is continuing today. The Dow is up, down 106 points. The Nasdaq off 8. The S&P 500 down 11. With the slump in housing, real estate agents are scrambling to keep their heads above water. CBS News correspondent Peter King has that story.
The real estate industry is hurting.
And so our members are looking for things to let them survive in the market.
Maria Kong heads the National Association of Real Estate Brokers, a minority trade group meeting in South Florida. Kong says the hot topic is foreclosures. Many members taking classes and becoming certified this weekend to handle foreclosure sales.
We have always done that class because our members have always sold REOs throughout the country.
REOs being real estate owned properties. With tighter credit, Kong says her group hopes things will loosen up. so brokers can start moving homes again. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
In what could be a blow to U.S. efforts to step up military operations in Afghanistan, the government of Kyrgyzstan has ordered an American air base in the country shut down within the next 6 months. The Kyrgyz complained that Washington wasn't paying enough rent. But Defense Secretary Robert Gates says he remains hopeful a new deal can be hashed out.
I continue to believe that this is not a closed issue and that there remains the potential, at least, to reopen this issue with the Kyrgyz and perhaps reach a new agreement.
The airbase has been a major transit point for personnel and materiel going into Afghanistan. British researchers think they may have found an effective way to treat a potentially deadly condition. By ingesting small amounts of peanut flour, children with severe peanut allergies were able to build up a tolerance. Dr. Andrew Clark led the study at Addenbrooke Hospital in Cambridge, England.
We believe that at the moment the children have an effective cure and that they're eating 5 peanuts a day, and this prevents them from reactions to greater amounts.
Clark says it's not a permanent cure, but as long as the children keep taking a small daily dose, they should be protected from a more severe reaction. Hardline Likud party leader Benjamin Netanyahu has 6 weeks to form Israel's next government. Israeli President Shimon Peres made the choice today. If Netanyahu sticks to a hardline coalition, it could run up against the U.S. and other nations interested in a Mideast peace deal. And on Wall Street again, the Dow is down about 100 points. This is CBS News.
Out with the old, in with the new. It's the current theme in Washington with one guy going out and another guy coming in. Well, Advance Auto Parts has got the same idea, only it's old prices going out and new ones coming in. Flush out your old radiator fluid and pour in a new gallon of Peak full-strength antifreeze for only $7.99. Then get your electrical systems and car battery tested for free so they don't give up when the temperatures drop down. Whatever you're working on, Advance Auto Parts will help you keep the wheels turning.
Staples is happy to announce that you can now recycle any ink or toner cartridge and receive $3 back in Staples rewards. That's right, any ink or toner.
How about Canon?
Yes.
What about HP?
I did say any.
Epson?
Yes.
Brother?
Yes. Any.
Lexmark?
Yes.
What about Dell?
Oh.
Now save the easy way. Recycle any brand of ink or toner cartridge at Staples and get $3 back in Staples rewards. That was easy.
Recycling limit of 10 per calendar month per customer. Limit 1 Staples rewards account per address. Visit staplesrewards.com for full details.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. More coyote trouble in the North Metro area. Coyotes likely attacked and killed a 150-pound German Shepherd in rural Broomfield and attacked another dog. The city of Broomfield, along with the Division of Wildlife, held a public meeting earlier this month on coyote issues. On the opposite side of the metro area, the city of Greenwood Village hired a contractor this month to shoot coyotes. That contractor has not reported killing a coyote yet. The owner of Denver's Rocky Mountain News says it expects to reveal more by the end of March about its efforts to sell Colorado's oldest newspaper. Cincinnati-based EW Scripps put the paper up for sale in December. It was offensive to many, and now it's gone. South High School is getting rid of its Confederate soldier mascot. That image has been part of the school since 1925. South High teams will still be called the Rebels, but their new mascot is a griffin, a mythical creature with a head of a lion and eagle's wings. Denver's fifth annual Restaurant Week begins tomorrow. It's a great deal. Participating restaurants offer a special dinner for two for $52.80.
We started with only 84 restaurants, and we're up to 225, so it's pretty amazing.
Jane Buck of Visit Denver says this year some of the restaurants are going to extend Restaurant Week for an extra week. More at DenverRestaurantWeek.com. Sports, bad news for Rockies fans.
I feel my pain in the bicep tendon, you know, when I throw, but that could stem from some kind of lesion on the labrum, so nobody really knows for sure.
Well, they'll find out. Rockies lefty Jeff Francis to undergo exploratory surgery. He's battled shoulder pain since May, and he's probably out for the season. Avs skate at Washington tonight, and the Nuggets are in Chicago. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
where speeds have gotten back to normal on 36 following that late multi-vehicle accident that occurred near Federal. The rest of the highways are quick to recover as well. There's a surface street crash in the cleanup stages. This one's on Hamden west of I-25 right around Holly. Mountain Ride on I-70 west to the Evergreen exit is looking good. It is busy, but it's not slow. Looks like a lot of people are heading out for this time of day. It's going to be busier than usual. Heading into Summit County, taking advantage of this weekend's snow forecast. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At the Freeway, we do deals your way every day. After rebates, get a brand new Escape or F-150 for just $15.9. That's a brand new Escape or F-150 for only $15.9. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
Hispanic host, a guy named Marios.
Mario Solis Marich.
Did he call me Marios? Has this nerd never heard of the First Amendment? Can you imagine getting called a nerd by Rush Limbaugh?
It's really bad
to get called a nerd by a nerd.
Mario Solis Marich.
You have to learn how to pronounce my name.
Afternoons at 4.
We have standards in this country, you freaking big nerd! We have standards in this country.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I thought he was sober.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
All right, in the last hour before the weekend starts for John and myself. 303-713-7600, open phones underway. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, breezy. High today, 52. Boy, doesn't it seem like it wants to be spring?
Well, it feels like spring, man. You know, the sun's coming up earlier now.
Yeah. Well, forget it, though. Tonight there's about a 10% chance of snow. Now, what do you think the odds are we get hit with a big one before this winter's over with?
Guarantee it.
Yeah.
Bet my mortgage on it.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. All right, let's go to the phones. And we go to Vivian in Denver. Vivian, you're on AM 760. Go ahead. Well, thank you, Vivian, for that comment. I certainly do appreciate it.
Is that all you got for us, Vivian?
The Jay Marvin Show, popular everywhere. Oh, and we have no callers. Ow! Okay, let's go to Jane. You know, making that sound, ow, is not going to get me on NPR or any other community radio station because they're all kind of, you know, more laid back. I'm not picking on them. I'm just saying they're more laid back. So could you imagine, like, talk of the nation? Could you imagine Neil Conan going, ow? Neil would be doing that in the unemployment line. All right, Vivian is obviously back. Vivian, did the NSA cut off your phone line? That must have been what was happening.
I guess so. Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I know we can talk about anything, but yesterday I tried to get in when you were talking about mortgages and houses and foreclosure. There was a lady in the paper yesterday morning, and a friend called to tell me she got evicted. She was renting and paying her rent, and the landlord never, paid the rent. I'm in the same situation. I was doing a rent option to buy, and this guy did not pay the rent, maybe 10 months, whatever, and I get a letter that's saying my home is going up to auction. Now, what I want to say is there's probably tons of people like me out there, but for 6 weeks, I tried to contact the banks, talk to people, see what I could do to keep it because I was doing a rent option. Of course, I lost my money. And, you know, the bottom line is they rather that house sit there empty and just go to trash than to somebody like me that I'm self-employed. I took care of my beautiful little home, my yard. I love my neighbors. They rather see these homes vacant when right now no one can buy them. They rather throw you out. Luckily, I'm not getting thrown out because I've already found a new place. But, you know, there's something wrong with this system. These guys walk away, they need to be prosecuted, you know, what they do to the renters, too. Especially like me. I'm like a rent option to buy. So I have my money's gone. You know, my down payment I was hoping to buy the house and accumulate in the last years, you know, would help me, and I wouldn't be in one of these crazy loans either.
Well, did you try going to and I know you said you made calls all over the place, but did you try going to the bank and saying, look, you know what, I'll take over the payments if I can keep the house?
You know what, Jay, they won't talk to you. Once it goes up to auction and all this is going on and into foreclosure. I you wouldn't believe what I've gone through because I did not want to move. I did not want to move. And I go, this is insanity that they do this. They rather it sit there, and, you know, right now no one can buy or land or, you know what's going on. Yeah, I did do that, but I know there's probably a bunch of people like me out there that's gotten ripped off or whatever, but my thing is they need to get back to these guys that, don't pay the money. You know, they need to prosecute them or do something. I mean, here, you know, there's nothing I can do, Jay, because he also filed bankruptcy. So I can't even take in the small claims to grab any of my money and anything. So that's even worse shit. But I don't
know. That really is. That really is bad.
This whole situation sucks what's going on. And I know the homeowners, you know, are feeling bad because they're saying, I paid my, you know, my money. But what about people like me that, did what I did and then I get thrown out, you know? I get thrown under the bus.
Not a good idea.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, just kind of want to tell my story. I know there's a lot of people out there. Luckily, I'm one that jumped on it, trying to get it, trying to do whatever I can to keep the place. Didn't want to move, but, you know, I'm not getting evicted because I don't even have a notice because my house goes up to auction March 19th. I'll be gone by then and that because I don't want an eviction because if I get an eviction, it goes against my credit.
Yeah, well, you know, you're right. They ought to stop that mechanism. And yeah. Who's your congressperson? Do you know?
I just left it.
Have you talked? Have you left a message for her office about this?
No, I haven't. You know, I just after it's kind of I'm not like super. You know, I know what you can do. I bought a home before when I was married, and I have a good friend that helped me, and we did all what we know we can do. You know, and there's probably nothing much she can do. It's just sad that they rather. You know, kick you out and not collect the money, you know. I can see if you're not paying your rent, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you are paying your rent, you're living there, you're, you know, part of the community and your yard and everything's kept up and the housing is not, you know. I live in a very nice little area. It's an older home over by DU. It's really nice.
Yeah, well, you know something, you ought to talk to Diana Getz's office, only to tell your story and to see if she would be in the position to introduce some legislation to try to stop this kind of thing.
I know. They got to do something. And I mean, it's just crazy.
I agree. I agree.
All right. Well, you have a good weekend.
You too, Vivian. Thanks for the call.
All right. Bye-bye.
Do I see Amy Ray standing by? Wants to talk pop culture? Just come in here and say a few words, Amy, and then we'll take more calls. Just come in here and say a few words. Plug your band. It's okay.
Talking about
well, you don't want to plug your band?
I don't want to plug finding a drummer.
What, are you looking for a drummer?
We're going to lose our drummer.
Why? Where does he think he's going?
I don't know. He has better things to do, I guess. I don't know.
Is he going to grow up and become an adult?
I don't know. I think I have about 2 decades on him right now.
All right, what's the name of your band?
Angels and Bullets.
And you can see it on MySpace?
Yeah, we have a MySpace page.
Okay.
And we play, like, the old-school 80s-type sound, but new music stuff.
Minus a drummer.
Minus a drummer as of March 1st, after our show.
Okay, well, seen any good films lately?
I'm like the cable girl, so I wait for everything to come
on. Well, that's okay.
Cable.
We can talk about those kind of movies.
And Hot Fuzz. I just saw that not too long ago. It's on HBO now. Have you seen Hot Fuzz?
No, I haven't seen it.
It's from the same guys who did Shaun of the Dead. And it's very, very British. But it is one of the funniest movies I've seen in a long time.
I'll have to check that out.
It's very funny. It's on demand. So, yeah.
I have trouble with comedies.
See, but I'm the comedy girl. I like funny stuff. But, like, when it starts to get serious, I'm like, I'm going to leave the room. And
oh, really? See, I like serious films.
Yeah.
Like, the last film I watched was Hiroshima Amor.
That sounds like it was really upbeat.
It wasn't. The screenplay was written by Marguerite Duras, who is who's a novelist and a screenplay writer from France. The movie's... French, but it's
It sounds like you'd be sitting in a dark basement, like, by yourself.
Well, it's very grim. The movie's very grim. But I like grim stuff.
Well, yeah, you have a dark side to you that a lot of people don't know about.
You know, like, let me lend you my copies of The Sorrow and the Pity. You sit all day and watch that about...
Movies to kill yourself by.
About Nazis and, you know, Nazis and Jews in the concentration camps.
Oh, brutal. I just can't sit down and watch that.
I have all these uplifting films. How about Alexander Otto Plotz by Alfred Doblin? It's off his novel, where a guy in pre-war Germany. Or Journey into the Night by
all of these are so...
No, this is a book. This is a book. Journey into the Night by Celine. Talks about a rat catcher in Paris in the 30s. It's my reading list.
I'm sure it is very, very upbeat.
He's an exterminator. You know, in the 30s, not like the exterminators you call now. Like, who's the exterminator you call now?
Walk around with a mallet and smack.
Yeah. No, he's gassing them with this, like, really bad poison. But who's the exterminator that you call now? No, the one with the mouse.
I have no idea.
John, what's the name of that exterminator with the mouse?
Terminex? There's Terminex.
Is it Terminex? What's the name of it?
Raid?
No, that's for, like, that's for roaches. Most roaches I see I've picked up and smoked. I'm just joking. No, seriously, what is the name of that? You don't know? Does anybody know? The exterminator with the mouse?
There's several in town. If you need
But this guy's like, have you ever been to Paris?
No, unfortunately.
You know, narrow streets and...
Boston, all these old, a lot like Boston.
All these old buildings, and he's like going around exterminating rats. It's like, oh, God.
Sounds like Willard.
How grim is that? You know, he wrote a couple of books, Into the Night. I can't remember what the other one was. But they jailed him during World War II for being a fascist. But he was a good writer. Who cares about his politics? Jeez. He doesn't give a damn about the Holocaust, but he could certainly write a novel. Stop it, Jay.
Oh.
Okay, stop it before my career goes up. You know, it just blows up.
It goes up like rat poison?
Yeah. Like, Amy, Amy, you bring that out of me. I don't know what the hell you're doing here.
It's because I look...
With this stuff.
Like a freak.
Well, no, it's just like... Oh, my God. Guys, what's wrong with Jay's...
See, I'm, like, all lighthearted talking about, like, funny movies, and you're all like, I'm going to go as dark as humanly possible.
Okay, one of the darkest movies ever made. Under the Volcano. Have you seen that one?
No, but I've heard you talk about it several times.
Oh.
You know, Sid and Nancy was a movie that...
I like that one.
That was very, very, very heavy.
Yeah.
Extremely. I mean, you just leave the theater just kind of drained and ready to, like... You know, do something good with your life.
Yeah, Oliver Stone's The Doors is pretty heavy, too.
Yeah, yeah, that was... I mean, you know, films like that, I mean, anything related to music, of course, I'm going to kind of be leaning towards, even if it is heavier.
Oh, and do you like the ones where the artist ends up with a tragic life?
Well, I mean, it's
reality.
Will they
die at the end?
I mean, it's reality. You think about all the great people we've lost, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, you know. Jim Morrison.
Yeah, you know, Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin, too, in a short period of time.
Yeah, like, boom, boom, yeah.
I went to Jim Morrison's grave.
I'm sure that was really,
at Pierre
LaChaise
Cemetery.
An interesting place to see.
It's bizarre, man. People have carved all kinds of stuff all over his headstone.
Well, I mean, you know, people just don't want to, like, Elvis is still alive, Jim is still alive, he faked his death and now is living somewhere and, you know...
Hoboken, New Jersey is a rat exterminator.
Right. He's chasing rats down alleys with a mallet.
Oh, man. But, well, that was an interesting experience. There's a lot of other famous people buried in that cemetery, too. And I think Edith Piaf is in there as well.
See, yeah. You see, like, all these artistic people that have these really tragic lives because... You know, I don't know if it was because they were so young when it started and they just didn't know, they weren't done cooking. And they had all this stuff handed to them. And, I mean, back then, people didn't know, you know, the damage that some of the substances could do.
Okay. We knew back then that heroin was not a was not like injecting vitamin C.
Well, no.
It wasn't a growth hormone like they like the Rockies. Well, no, I don't want to say that. Like some professional athletes use. I mean, it was bad stuff.
Yeah. I mean, no. I mean, that part of it. But there, I mean, there were other things that, you know, alcohol, that was no big deal. Smoking was no big deal. I mean, just stuff hadn't come out by, at that point that, you know, and you get a bunch of people that, you know, are artistic and they're getting handed to them. And...
We should ask John Turk this question real quick before we go to the traffic. John.
Yes, sir.
All right, you smoke.
Thanks. Yeah.
Oh, thanks. Well, what, do you want to hide it?
You smoke.
We both tone. Smoke, dude.
The tone.
Okay, what age were you?
You're a smoker.
What was it? What age were you when you had your first cigarette?
You don't want to know.
Yeah, I do.
Probably like 11 or 12.
I was 13.
Oh, my God.
I was in middle school.
Well, you were smoking a cigarette at 12 years age? You were smoking at 13?
No, I wasn't a full-blown smoker, but I tried, I think, my first cigarette around then.
Yeah, my first cigarette.
Where'd you get it from?
My parents' ashtray.
The cool kids.
See, we used to go to the donut store where they have one of those machines where you could stick a coat hanger up.
Oh, no.
The machine. We're running around and lose all the marble. We take like a whole pack.
Just
like
all would fall.
That's crazy.
They'd all fall out. You know, we jam the thing at the donut shop. They'd all fall out. And we'd make away with, you know, all these cigarettes.
That's cool.
Organized crime.
Then we took the ones we wanted and we sold the rest of them. At the Angels game.
See, I was buying them from kids like you.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a tradition around my house on Halloween. We hand out Camel Straights.
Nice. I want filterless Lucky Strikes.
Oh, God, Lucky Strikes. Yeah, okay. Does they make those cigarettes? John, do they make those cigarettes anymore?
Lucky Strikes? Yeah, I believe so.
Straights?
Yeah. The filterless?
Oh,
yeah.
God, who smokes a straight cigarette?
Hardcore, the Cowboys.
That is brutal. I mean, you know, and I'm a red smoker.
Well, those cigarettes, though, are...
I'm
those,
a light smoker.
But, you know, those cigarette filters are phony, aren't they?
I got lots of fiberglass in them. I got this nasty habit where before I smoke my one, I blow all the fiberglass off the end of it.
Oh, so that's gonna make you feel more secure.
Yeah,
we all have our rituals.
That much more healthy. Well, my lung scan will come up better because I blew all the. All right, I got to take a break. Thank you, Amy, for dropping
by. Thank you for
having me. Part of the show. More calls coming up here. John Turk's smoking habits discussed in great length. As well as other features.
You know, my dad just gave it up after like 42 years of smoking two packs a day. Just gave it up.
How do you do that?
I'm proud of him. I don't know. Well, hospitalization helps.
Yeah, you're right. Having this lit cigarette around an oxygen supply is a little dicey.
It'd take a straitjacket for me.
Yeah. All right, 9:23, 23 minutes after 9, Jay Marvin, John Turk, traffic.
Jay, just a couple problems if you're making your way around the metro right now. Auto versus pedestrian accident, Alameda and Zuni, and elsewhere. We're still working this crash here near the Tech Center, westbound Hamden at Holly. Again, that's just west of I-25. Rest of the drive has shaped up for us. No delays on 225 coming in on 6th Avenue, C-470, or on the elevated deck of I-70. Just a little bit of construction going on there, I-70 at Idaho Springs. Also, University at Arapahoe, again at University and County Line, one at Parker Road near Arapahoe Road. Your forecast, mostly sunny and breezy with highs in the low.
Why are more Colorado families and businesses choosing Simple Solar? The answer is simple. After a decade of designing, installing, and financing solar solutions for hundreds of customers, we make it all simple and easy for you. Call 303-541-9852. And visit the website, simplesolar.com. Mention this ad to qualify for a free solar monitoring system and learn how easy it is to save money and the planet. The choice is simple. SimpleSolar.com.
You have a meeting that can't be moved, but there's no babysitter for the kids. It sure is nice to get a little help from a family member or a friend, right? Well, a lot of people are looking for a little help in their career these days, and at Colorado State University Global Campus, our online courses are designed to give you a little help toward the job you've always wanted. And if you act right now, csuglobal.org can even offer you a little help toward the cost of paying for one. You see, Colorado State University Global Campus offers degrees that mean something when they show up on a resume, like bachelor's and master degree programs in business management and organizational leadership. Now add to the fact that the degree is accredited, and you can see how signing up for classes at csuglobal.org is a very smart thing to do. And right now, csuglobal.org is offering a $250 credit towards classroom or book costs for the session that begins on March 2nd. So go ahead and check it out for yourself. Go to csuglobal.org or call 800-920-6723. That's csuglobal.org or 800-920-6723.
Hi, welcome to Radio Shack. How can I help you?
It's my texting. I'm sick of pressing 7 4 times to get an S. Why can't there just be an S?
Ah, what you need is the Pantech Matrix mobile phone from AT&T.
Does it have an S?
Sure does. It's on the QWERTY keypad, one of its dual slide-out keypads, and it's at a great price.
Excellent. I can just press S now. Work will be so much easier.
What do you do?
Attorney. Simmons, Sussner, and Seamus. Yeah.
Texters, we speak your language. Get the Pantech Matrix mobile phone from AT&T at Radio Shack.
Top story. A toll-free hotline has been established to help all homeowners who are stuck in adjustable rate or high interest rate mortgages. The federal government has just raised the allowable loan limits on federally insured FHA 30-year fixed-rate mortgages, with fixed rates starting as low as 5%. Homeowners are urged to call now and take advantage of these FHA government-insured loans. Call now. 1-800-400-1389. Again, a toll-free hotline has been established for all homeowners in adjustable rate or high interest rate mortgages with less than perfect credit. These programs are only available for a limited time. And again, your credit score may not even be a factor. So call now. That toll-free number again is 1-800-400-1389. That's 1-800-400-1389. 1-800-400-1389.
At the beginning of this song, I hear it like in malls, and I hear it like in hair salons and at gas stations all the time. Doesn't mean Bruce Hornsby's bad. It's just an observation. No, I wasn't hitting at that. 9:27, 27 minutes
like,
after.
What the hell are you playing this for?
I did, not.
Did you not?
No.
Come on, honestly.
Breezy, hi today, 52.
What'd you say? What the hell is this?
That's no, I go. Said. No, I said, who is this?
No, you didn't. You said, what the hell is this? All right, Bruce Hornsby haters, call me.
No, there's. Yeah, how can you hate Bruce Hornsby?
Exactly. Why are you hating on Bruce Hornsby?
I don't hate him.
You know, he sat in for the Grateful Dead for a couple years.
Oh, I believe that.
After Brent Midland died. Some
things will never change. I like him. Why are you saying I don't?
Because you said, what the hell is this?
I didn't say, what the hell is this?
Who the heck is this? Something like that. We're going to have to start recording in breaks, too.
I'm being accused.
Jay, that's what you
I'm
said.
I'm being accused of something I didn't do.
That's what you said. Okay, you just said, what the heck is this? Who the heck is this? Or something like that.
I want a trial.
Why are you playing this?
I want a trial before the jury, before right. A jury of my peers.
Let me get rid of that. See, I'm just going to hop off and you can talk to some callers.
Oh, you're just going to go away?
Is that all right? Okay, just on these next four calls, say thumbs up or thumbs down for Bruce Hornsby.
No, we're not going to do that.
Come on, just
no,
please.
We're not doing it. No, absolutely not, because I like him and we're not. There's no argument and we're not going to do it. We're going to go to Jim. In Broomfield. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
I'm undecided on Bruce Hornsby. I'll be a thumb sideways on that one, John.
Okay. No, let's not start this. All right. let's not go down that road. Okay. Go ahead.
There's a million things I could talk about today. I thought I'd just talk briefly about the economy, the stimulus package, and what's happening there. Well, first I'll state what I think is the obvious, that, you know, Republicans are being kind of ridiculous over the whole thing. I've said this to many people I know, is that whether or not they believe it's going to work, I think they should just have some positive feelings about it, because the best way for our economy to work is for people to be confident that it works, because, you know, I still believe, you know, the whole system is very much a people's confidence depends on how well our economy works. So it would be better for them if they really were thinking about the country, even if they disagreed with the package, to try to at least
give it a chance to work. So that's just one state.
Well, you know what? See, they don't want it to work because they want to have some reason to throw on Obama and the Democratic Party about CC. We told you, excuse me, we told you it wouldn't work, and they see it as being their ticket back to power instead of doing what they should do, which is get in a rational debate, lend ideas, and hope for the best, because if you're down on the president of the country, then it's the same as being down on the country when you're in a particular crisis. Now, there's nothing wrong with dissenting against a sitting president or a sitting any politician. That's what makes America great. So if you have legitimate gripes about Barack Obama, you ought to be able to bring them forward. But this incessant name-calling that they engage in, and all this screaming and insulting rhetoric, yet they don't seem to have any plans of their own.
Right, yeah. And so kind of as a segue from that, speaking of dissenting opinions or not feeling so good about situations, I also, although I certainly voted for Obama, and, you know, I feel like I hate to use a lesser of two evils thing, because obviously the difference between an Obama or a McCain administration, I think, would be very big. You're kind of limited to two parties here, right? So I'm never one of these people that votes, like, for the Green Party or something, even though I may agree with some of their platform, just because I know, you know, it's not going to work. They're not going to win, so why kind of throw a vote away? But I am getting a little bit disappointed in Barack. Now, I don't know exactly what he said yesterday when he was in Canada, but it sounds like he might be backing off of his campaign pledge. I don't say pledge, but
it was his campaign promise.
Yeah, that he was going to rework NAFTA, and it sounds like maybe he's kind of backing off on that. Again, I don't know. I didn't hear anything firsthand. I just kind of saw some headlines.
Well, what he said basically was that, that stuff needs to be looked at, but now's not the time. That's what he said.
Right,
now, I'm disappointed about it, too. I mean, I think he should come out, you know, in a strong statement that we have to review NAFTA and CAFTA and the rest of it. But he isn't doing it. But, you know, it's hard to take, because on one hand, and we talked about this early on one hand, he's going to do things that are going to disappoint everybody, but he's going to do what he thinks is right. On the other hand, you feel, and I feel, and a lot of other people feel let down when he does things that he thinks is right, or that he involves people who we don't think should be involved, like Larry Summers and others. And you want to let him play it out, but the other thing is that you can't give him a blank check the same way the GOP did George W. Bush. I mean, they just gave him a blank check. If you go back and look at their voting records, they just never, I mean,
right.
They never objected to anything. So I don't think we can do that either. Jim, thanks, man.
One last thing, Jake.
Quickly.
If your buddy Steve calls back, and he says when he first saw that comic strip in the Post, and he didn't even think about, he just thought it was about the chimpanzee going nuts. Well, then ask him what the stimulus package comment caption of the cartoon has to do with the chimpanzee going nuts. I think Steve's kind of maybe not in touch with reality, but
no, he
calls back. I know you're going to defend him, but how you can look at that cartoon and not make any other connection other than, oh, it was just about a chimpanzee that went crazy. The guy must not read the caption, I guess. But
well, I'll ask him.
All right, cool. Thanks,
all right,
Jake.
Thanks, man.
Bye.
Let's go to Kevin in Boulder. Kev.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I don't know what you know about this situation, so I'm going to start from the beginning. I live in Vista Village in Boulder,
mm-hmm.
and last spring my landlord built a 10-foot section of fence that blocks our emergency fire exit.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and it also blocks our kids' access to the bike path to a bus stop that they could use instead of the one by that's used by the folks from the jail and the addiction recovery center. So the kids now are having to use the other bus stop. And then the other thing that it did was that it blocked the bike path access to and from our neighborhood. And if this kind of fence was built anywhere else.
All right. Hang on with your thought about the fence.
Okay.
And we'll catch some traffic. And then we'll come back and take this up, okay?
Sure.
All right. Park you in the phone zone there, and we'll come back to him. 9:35, 35 minutes after the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Bruce Hornsby's biggest fan, John Turk.
You're too funny. Jay, the traffic is really non-existent around Denver and Boulder right now. All the freeways have gotten back to top speed, 50s and 60s on 225, also on I-70 there in the elevated deck. No problems heading in and out of downtown on 25 either. Got a new crash that just popped up on my screen. Accident at 13th and Quebec involves three vehicles. Also still working this crash involving a pedestrian at Alameda and Zuni. Your forecast, a lot like yesterday, sunny to start, breezy and mild, a high of 52. Clouds will increase this afternoon. We got a small chance for some flurries late this evening. Your current downtown temperature is 51 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Get your Arapahoe Basin Spring Pass now. Adult passes are just $209. Youth for $159.
Hey, this is Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. The solar electric systems installed by Independent Power Systems in 2008 alone prevented 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere. Did you know that's the equivalent of planting more than 12,000 trees? Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems.
Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 and online at solarips.com.
United States Minted Morgan Silver Dollars. We'll give you the number for free information and a free DVD in a moment. But first, they have been called the most sought-after coins in American history. Coins with a fiery past. More than 300 million Morgan Silver Dollars were melted down by the government during both World Wars, and millions more were melted by silver profiteers in the 70s and 80s. Now, the National Collectors Mint is releasing to the public a limited quantity of original United States Minted Morgan Silver Dollars, all in brilliant, uncirculated to fine condition. These Morgan Silver Dollars are hefty, rich with historical value, and packed with more than 3/4 of an ounce of gleaming silver, available now on a first-come, first-served basis. Free information and a free DVD are available to the public by calling 1-800-600-8119. Please dial carefully 1-800-600-8119. 1-800-600-8119.
9:37, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And the weekend's coming up, and Rockies wishes you the best of the weekend. Hope you have a good time. And if you've got a little bit of spare time on your hands and you're looking for a great automobile or a great deal on a vehicle of your choice, go to Rockies. They've got a huge selection of clean, late model, previously owned vehicles, and these things are great. And I've talked about this before. You buy a new car, okay, fine. But here's the thing. You roll off the lot, and the worth of that car plummets like a stone. Well, at Rockies Auto, somebody else has taken that loss, and you get to pick up the savings. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and that's a lot of years. A lot of years in the saddle there. And you don't end up in that situation by shortchanging people or not being square with them when it comes to buying a vehicle. Rockies Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m., and there's a whole squad of people out there who are just dedicated to making your buying experience a great one. People like Spanky Herrera and Gerard Menard and Johnny Mays and Uncle Fester, whose real name is George, and Julie. And, boy, you know, I've just left people out, I know. Isaac Harris, I know I've left people out. And Colby Harris out there. I don't mean to leave people out. It's just that there's so many good people out there, it's hard to remember to mention their names all the time. And when I go out there, which is quite often, they kid me. Hey, you didn't mention my name. Okay. So I mentioned as many names as I could think of. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Dodge announces Employee Pricing Plus Plus. Now everyone gets our employee price. Plus, generous cash allowances on most 09 models. Plus, qualified buyers can get low APR financing through Chrysler Financial. Get to your local Dodge dealer today.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan. I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Join us at communityofveterans.org
and connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
We're back with coin expert Bill Gale. Now, Bill, I've been drooling over something called a silver $100 union.
Oh, you have good taste.
It's big, it's hefty,
And the shine.
The shine is like nothing else on earth. You know, the $100 Union was proposed by George T. Morgan, who designed the Morgan Silver Dollar. It was to be the largest coin ever in both size and denomination, and it might never have been seen.
What happened?
The sketches were recently discovered deep in the archives of the Smithsonian, and the New York Mint was authorized to release a limited number of $100 Unions in gleaming proof silver. I know they're offering free information and a free collector's DVD, too.
How do we get our hands on that free DVD?
I'd say call the New York Mint. I have a number you can call.
Thanks. Okay, listeners, for free information and a free collector's DVD, call 1-800-600-5527. That's 1-800-600-5527. 1-800-600-5527.
Tickets go on sale with Clapton, along with Stevie Winwood. A Taste of Clapton. The hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk, High Today 52. Here's an email at am760.net. Long-time listener, first-time emailer. I wanted to mention that Delbert McClinton, who we had on earlier, was one of the members of the Rondells. Oh, boy, I'd forgotten about that, in the 60s. It was two guys, Ronnie and Kelly and Delbert McClinton, hence the Rondells. I'm sending this because out of anyone else left on the planet, you would be one who would remember them. I'm sure even Spur spun their hit record. Of course, I can't remember the title now, but I'm willing to bet you do. Thanks, buddy. Love you, JT. You know what? I remember the group, but I can't think of the hit. And what'll end up happening to me is I'll be away from the radio station today, and about 1 o'clock this afternoon, the whole thing will come to me. All right, let's go back to Kevin and Boulder. Now you were talking about this fence that they built. Did your landlord give you any explanation for doing this?
No, and he didn't even get a building permit to put it up. It, only afterwards, after people complained, did he get a building permit, and he's offered no explanation for it. One of the big issues is that if someone else built a fence blocking a fire exit or a bike path anywhere else in Boulder, that fence still wouldn't be up almost a year later. It was in a more upscale neighborhood, but since we're a low-income neighborhood, their solution is not to deal with our out-of-state landlord and take down the fence, but to build a brand-new bike path, to reroute that through the back of Parkside Village, another low-income community, and dump the bicyclist right out on the corner of Airport Road in Belmont, about 5 car lengths away from that. So they've ignored all of our safety concerns about fire, women's safety, bicycle safety, and basically have characterized us for whiners for complaining about the inconvenience of the new path taking a few minutes more.
Well, it would seem to me, though, that if they're blocking the fire lane or fire entrance, it seems to me the city would get on the case bad.
When
say,
think
hey,
that
you can't do that.
Right, you would think that, yes, but they've totally ignored that issue. And so what we're doing is we're putting the word out tomorrow. We're going to be filming a YouTube video about it. And the reason why I called today is to put a shout out for volunteers to come be extras in our YouTube. And it's tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the west end of Butte Street in Boulder. You go to Belmont and take a north on Airport Road and then west on Butte Street, and you can see the fence from Airport Road. And then we'll be there at 1 o'clock, and the more people we can get there, we want to show that it's not just our neighborhood that's affected by it. It's the whole community is affected by it, loss of commuter bike routes and the bike safety.
Have you thought about going to the city council?
We've been to the city council a number of times. And the planning board are the ones that have basically told the city that they recommend the new path that's going to cost them $125,000, and they're not planning on lighting the new path, whereas the Butte Street is a well-lit public-sized street. So it's just completely ridiculous that they can't just send them a letter telling them to take the fence down, but apparently that's too simple of a solution. So they're making...
Well, that's just weird. Because, you know, in most cities, if you were to do something like block a fire lane or block somebody's emergency access, they'd be all over you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if we were in a richer neighborhood, they would be. I can guarantee you that.
I don't know if that's true. I think they would do it no matter where, because you've got lives that are at risk. And if you had a fire break out there, could you imagine the scandal?
Yeah, well, the thing is both of our main entrances are on Airport Road. We've got open space on the north, south, and east of us, and our only emergency exit is on the west side. And Airport Road's a dead end, so if in the mad scramble to evacuate, if there's a traffic accident at Valmont Road and Airport Road, no one would be able to get out of that whole area at all.
Oh, boy, that's scary. Kevin, let us know what happens.
Okay, and like I said, if people can show up tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the west end of Butte Street in Boulder and help us out, we'd sure appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, man.
You bet.
Well, that's a scandal waiting to happen. And you see that one, that would make the national news right there. Well, at least it would make the state news, I would think. Here's Eddie in Littleton. Eddie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I hear you constantly putting down the idea of tax reduction, that I just wanted to, I guess, briefly, you know, maybe we can agree on this. If you tax people at 100%, nobody's going to work. If you tax them at 0%, nobody's going to get any money. There's probably a space in between where you get the maximum tax dollars out of that group. Would you agree with that?
No. Number one, I don't agree with the idea that if you tax them 100%, that nobody would work. People would have to work because obligations they've got to meet. But I don't think anybody's talking about taxing anybody at 100%. I think what people are talking about is simply this, that most economists, both right and left, and the statistics provided by Moody's and other organizations show that tax cuts do not stimulate the economy in any large degree. Now, the other problem with tax cuts is, who gets what? Now, if you get $600 or $800 back from the government, or even $1,000 back from the government, you'd be pretty happy, wouldn't you?
I would, but you haven't answered my first question.
Let me finish.
All right.
Now, if you got that back, you'd be pretty happy, wouldn't you? But see, the problem is between 2000 and 2007, the top 5% wealthiest Americans saw their earnings rise by 9%, versus 3% for those in the middle. That's the problem with the Bush tax cut plan. Now, go ahead.
Well, along those lines, I think it was Bloomberg yesterday said 40,000 taxpayers in New York are paying 50% of the taxes for 8 million people. Now, if you think you can sustain that and up them some more, even Bloomberg, who's a liberal, says you can't do that.
Nobody's talking about that, though. Who's talking about that?
Well, my point is, Jay, and you ran away from my first comment.
No, I didn't. I just answered.
You said you can tax people at 100% and they would still work.
No, I said I said they would still work because they would have to. It doesn't mean that I agree that they should be taxed 100%. Don't read something in there, Eddie, that's not there.
Would you agree that there is probably a percentage between 1 and 100 where you would get the maximum tax dollars?
Here's what I agree to. I agree to the fact that we have a progressive tax system in this country, and that it should be adhered to, and that you do not cut taxes in a time of war. You do not cut taxes in a time of crisis. I am answering your question.
No, you're not.
What question do you want to answer?
A very simple question. Would you agree there's probably a point between 1 and 100 where you get the maximum tax dollars?
Yes.
Okay. That's all Reaganomics was about.
Well, that's what progressive taxes are about.
Well, that's all Reaganomics was about. It was
no, Reaganomics, no,
when he
I'm
took
sorry.
Over from Clinton,
no,
and he reduced them, and they got more tax
no,
dollars.
No, I'm sorry, but it wasn't what Reaganomics was all about. And Ronald Reagan realized within his term in office that tax cuts didn't work, and he turned back around and he raised taxes. Now, you want to argue with that? Go look at the history books.
Would you agree he reduced them from 90% when he took office, when Carter had them at 90%?
Yes, and he realized that it didn't work, so he had to turn back around and he had to raise them again. Nobody is talking here about raising taxes to astronomical levels. What they're talking
about...
Everybody
that calls in on your station is complaining about the rich not paying enough.
Well, they're not. I just gave you the statistic. They're not. They're paying... You know what? See, here's where the joke's on you. I don't mean this to be pejorative, okay, because I don't mean it to be. But here's where the joke is on you, okay? I would take it to believe, if you're honest with me, and I think you are, that you do not belong in the category of 5% of the wealthiest Americans.
Correct.
Okay. So their earnings under 2000 through 2007, their earnings go up by 9%. Your earnings, do you consider yourself middle class?
Yep.
Your earnings only go up by 3%. You think that's fair?
I think the people that worked hard and invested their money are entitled to it.
Well,
I think our capitalist system is based on that.
Okay,
and I think if you want to grow our economy, that's okay.
Okay, then, Eddie, you know what you need to do? You need to break those 5% statistics down, and you will find out that the majority of those people have money through inherited wealth, not through hard work. Okay? I mean, you can dispute all of this you want, and you can say everything you want to, but the facts is you got to sit down, and you got to look at it, and you got to check it out, and you would say that the 5% that they work hard, that they earn their money, when the fact is that most of that is inherited wealth, which indicates that it's birthright and that those folks don't work. And one of the reasons why we have a progressive tax system, or supposed to have one in this country, is that Franklin Delano Roosevelt realized that you cannot have an aristocracy and then have everybody else underneath. It doesn't work, and tax cuts do not stimulate the economy. They do not stimulate the economy anywhere near what they should, and I've cited you the areas to go look at. Moody's, and there are others, and read top economists both right and left, and they will give you the same answer. And Ronald Reagan realized it, and Eddie, you ought to realize it. Thank you for the call. 9:52, 52 minutes after the hour. AM760 Progressive Talk, Turk traffic.
No problems to report on the freeways around the metro, Jay, but we do have a few problems on the surface streets. One, a crash at 13th and Quebec involving three vehicles. And to the west of there, got a crash on westbound Colfax just over I-25 sitting on the viaduct there. And finally, still trying to clean up this crash here. Alameda and Zuni, a pedestrian was involved. And so that one could be there for some time while police do some investigation elsewhere. Like I said, no problems on the freeways. We do have some construction going on University at Arapahoe, again at County Line, and on Parker Road near Arapahoe Road, and in Golden on Highway 58 there at Washington Avenue. Your forecast, mostly sunny, breezy with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Going to change my forecast because we've already broken what we were calling for the early high. Already 54 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Earning your career-focused bachelor's, master's, or doctorate degree can be an achievable reality with Colorado Technical University.
Is this a notebook or a netbook? Does that digital camera shoot video? Can this MP3 player store pictures? Products today do so many amazing things, it's tough to keep them all straight. That's why today, Radio Shack is more important than ever. We carry a full range of accessories and all the latest electronics from top brands. Plus, we offer advice and assistance in-store and long after your purchase. Because that mobile phone you're after, it's also a TV. So go to RadioShack.com or stop by a store near you. We're here to help.
Green is in, right? Dragonfly Eco Goods, Denver's newest green living store, is more than an in-store. It's a destination for the environmentally conscious shopper. With products like handmade jewelry made from 100-year-old bottles to cards that can be planted to bloom into wildflowers, you can find something green for you or your home. Visit them at the corner of 32nd and Tejon, or save gas and earn karmic offset credits by shopping online at DragonflyEcoGoods.com. Dragonfly Eco Goods, making green a part of your life.
Before you buy it, 1-800-900-1741. This luxurious formula is even sulfate-free and safe for color-treated hair. The FDA-approved ingredient in Pure Therapy is clinically proven to help stop women's hair loss, help regrow hair, help improve texture and thickness so you can finally have the fuller, healthier-looking hair you couldn't have before. Have the hair you've always dreamed of. Try Pure Therapy risk-free before you buy it. But hurry, this is a limited-time offer. For your free trial, call 1-800-900-1741. That's 1-800-900-1741.
Hi, this is Rihanna, and you've probably heard my music on the radio lately. Do you know there's a great new website called RateTheMusic.com where you get to hear and rate all kinds of great new music before anyone else? and it's absolutely free. Log on to ratethemusic.com today. When you do, you'll be letting radio stations all over America know exactly what you want to hear on the radio. And you'll be sending the message to top record label executives too. Now you have a choice in the music business. It's called ratethemusic.com.
AutoZone. Is your car due for an oil change? Get in the zone. You know you can save money over the life of your car by changing your oil regularly. But did you also know that getting your oil at AutoZone can save you money right away? Yeah, because right now at AutoZone, you can get 5 quarts of Quaker State conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $14.99. See store for restrictions and details. Save your engine from wear and tear and save money today only at AutoZone.
AutoZone.
Yeah. 8:55. See, the show's almost over with. You know what? I threw the weather forecast away because it doesn't make any sense anyway. It said the high today was going to be 53 and the high today is 54. The hell with it. Oh, yeah, man, who is this? I can't remember. This sounds familiar. North Mississippi All-Stars. I love this. Should we play it all the way to the top? No, we got to take one more call. By the way, Eddie from Littleton, if you're still out there, somebody reminded me of this. Thank you for the email at am760.net. Warren Buffett was complaining that he pays less taxes than his secretaries. Now, is that fair, Ed? I don't think so. George in Capitol Hill. George, go ahead. You're the last one in the gate.
Glad you're feeling better, Jay.
Yeah, I'm all right, man.
Anyhow, with reference to Michael Steele being a token, of course he is. What do you think the Republicans would put in his chair?
If they had a chance?
Yeah. I mean, earlier you were talking with Senator Carroll about the Democratic Party doing more. I'd like to remind you that the President of the Senate is a Democrat and black. The Speaker of the House is a Democrat and black. How do we put pressure on our black and leaders of color without looking like racists?
Well, I don't think we have to. I think what we have to do is do this. We have to get a list of those people who voted against that pharma bill, the Democrats that voted against it, and no matter what their color is, give them hell for doing it.
I agree, but there's a reason that the Republican Party put Michael Steele in, and there's a reason the Democrats put two blacks in the legislature.
Why is that?
And that is to keep the pressure from the left off of the parties.
I disagree with that. I don't think Peter Groff, and I don't think that happened because of pressure from the left. I think that happened because that's the makeup of the Democratic Party, and they happen to be the most capable people.
But
now,
the
Republicans can make the same argument, but I just happen to think that Michael Steele is a little bit vacant, particularly some of the comments that he's made to the media indicates that he isn't well put together above the shoulders.
Well, I agree with that, Jay, but he's better than most Republicans.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I absolutely
in
disagree.
In leadership position.
No, I disagree with that. Go look at his record, what he proposed during his Senate campaign. I don't think he's any better than anybody else. As a matter of fact, I think he's less competent. All right, I got to go, man. I'm out of time.
Have a good weekend.
All right. Bye. That's it. I'm going to put away my hammer and sickle now, and we'll be back on Monday. So take it easy or take it any way you can get it.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home 4 times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-7-